Hey, Redding, don't miss out on our Burger Basket Diner deal. Here for the summer only. Get your paws on a single, double, or triple burger and fries any time of the day. For an added treat, make it a combo with a specially priced hand-scooped ice cream milkshake. Open daily, so come on in and feed your inner bear at the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Redding's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReddingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
The Money Pit is presented by the Angie app. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
On a beautiful summer day, hope you've been enjoying this awesome summer. Hope you're relaxing and having fun. And if you're taking on home improvement projects, you're avoiding working outside in the heat if you can. It's also a good time to work inside on those projects to tee yourself up for the cooler weather ahead. But whether you're inside or out, whether you're doing it yourself or you're hiring a pro, we are here to help you with your how-to questions, your remodeling dilemmas. If you have a question, reach out to us. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your questions at moneypit.com/ask. Coming up on today's show, you know, every summer, Leslie, we hear about decks that collapse, right? And frequently it happens during a summer weekend. You got a big party going.
Lots of people over.
Yeah, but really there's only 5 reasons that these deck disasters happen. So I thought it'd be a valuable time for us to share the most common causes of deck collapses, along with how to do your own safety check on your deck.
And also, have you ever tried to use paint left over from an earlier project only to open it up and find that it's like chunky and gross? It's, you know, not in the best shape. Well, we're going to share some tips on ways that you can save paint after a project and when it's time to can those paint cans and how to do it.
And window screens let in fresh air to your home while keeping those pesky bugs out. We're going to tell you more about new options and screenings that do that and a lot more.
But first, we want to hear what you are working on, from bathrooms to basements and demolition to decor. We're here to share expert advice to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence.
So reach out to us right now. The best way to do that is to go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. If you do that, your question will be sent directly to us for the quickest possible response. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Bill in Missouri has a new driveway and needs some help with finishing it. What can we do for you?
I had a new driveway, concrete driveway, put in.
Yep.
And I'm wondering if I need to put some kind of a sealer on that or just leave it like it is. The finish they put on it looks like they used a real stiff broom or something on it, and it's got the lines cut all the way down it, almost all over it, you know.
Yeah, and that's designed to give you some traction in the winter so that you don't slip on it as easily. I don't think it's necessary for you to seal it. If you were to seal it, you would need to make sure you're using a vapor permeable sealer, because what happens with some sealers is the moisture gets trapped underneath of them, and then it can't evaporate out, and it will cause the concrete to spall or crack. But, you know, concrete driveways are not it's not necessary to seal them on a regular basis.
Okay.
Just be cautious with, you know, the type of salt that you use to de-ice. Don't use anything that's has rock salt in it.
I got a real quick question for you. I had a new deck built in the back, and they use pressure-treated yellow wood on it, and I had no idea that the yellow they were talking about was going to be the sap coming out of it.
Okay.
And I was wondering, is there some kind of a sealer or something that I can do about that?
Well, when you have a new pressure-treated deck, we generally suggest that you wait about a year before doing this, and then you could apply a solid color stain to it. If you put a solid color stain to it, it will cover some of the sap as well, and frankly, by then, some of it will have, you know, already evaporated. You could sand those areas to try to get rid of any, you know, big deposits, but I would wait about a year, and then I would treat it with a good solid color exterior deck stain.
Oh, okay. Well, I sure appreciate your help.
New driveway, new deck, you know what to do next. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Mary in Virginia, welcome to the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I'm looking to purchase a home that has a slab foundation, and when I went in, I kind of smelled a musty, mildewy odor, and I'm just wondering, like, how would you know that water is coming up from the ground and saturating that slab, and how do you protect a home that has just that's built just on a slab? There's nothing under for water to drain under or anything.
Was this a home that was vacant, or did it have a family living in it?
It has been vacant for a while.
That makes sense, because when you don't run the HVAC system as frequently as you would if it was occupied, sometimes you're going to get high humidity inside the homes. But because it's a slab, does it make it any more or less susceptible to water infiltration? But, of course, because it's above grade, you don't get floods. What you do get is the power of the concrete basically drawing water up from the ground. It's called capillarity, and then letting it evaporate into the air. The correction for that is the same thing you would do even if you did have a basement, which is to improve your drainage on the outside, extend the downspouts, the gutters, improve the soil slope so that water is sort of shunted away from the foundation perimeter. But I think that once you move into the house and use the HVAC system, you're going to find that that moisture is not nearly as detectable as it is right now. And if it does become more detectable, you could always add a dehumidifier.
Okay, so it's that smell I'm getting is not coming from the carpeting that's on top of the slab, laying on top of the slab.
Ooh, carpet on top of slab? That's a bad thing.
Well, I mean, I don't know what's under the carpet, and I'm assuming that there's some kind of subfloor there, but yeah, I mean, it's wall-to-wall carpeting, and I know underneath it is basically a slab.
Yeah, we don't like carpet on concrete for a whole bunch of reasons, so I would be recommending that you find another type of flooring for that. Because when you put carpet, which is, you know, largely an organic material, against those damp, moist concrete slabs, bad things happen. You get mold and mildew growth. You get allergens that form. You're going to get dust mites, things like that. So we really don't like carpet on concrete slabs. If you can choose a different type of flooring, if you're going to do some remodeling, that would really help out a lot.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Mary. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Holy moly, guys, it's August. Like, what is happening to this year? Why is it flying? What home improvement projects do you have on your to-do list that apparently the year's almost over and, you know, we got to start tackling immediately? Well, let us help you with all of those projects. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, don't let a deck collapse ruin your next weekend's gathering. Find out how to make sure that your deck is safe and secure next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Just share your project online or with the Angie app. With Angie, you can book an upfront price instantly or request and compare quotes from multiple pros to find the best price for your project. So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com. On our show, we talk a lot about the importance of making sure your gutters are working properly. If your gutters are clogged or if they have leaking seams and sections, overflowing water can really wreak havoc, causing everything from slippery sidewalks to flooded basements to even cracked foundations.
Now, another area where leaks are common is at the flashing between different roof sections or where vents or chimneys go through. Repairing both gutters and roof flashing requires a sealant that's easy to apply, durable, and flexible enough to expand and contract with the house.
DAP's new AMP Advanced Modified Polymer Gutter and Flashing Sealant has all those qualities and more. It provides a 100% weatherproof and waterproof seal with the ability to be applied on wet and damp surfaces. It also has a fast 30-minute paint and rain-ready time, and it's designed for both exterior and interior use.
For gutter and flashing applications, AMP Gutter and Flashing High Performance Sealant stays flexible, crack-proof, and is backed by a lifetime guarantee. The sealant retails for $9.98 and is available at home improvement and hardware retailers nationwide, or learn more at DAP.com.
August is National Curb Appeal Month, and a good time to take a look at your home's exterior. Now, if your sidewalk, your front porch, or your steps could use a makeover, there's an easy DIY solution. It's called Terrazzo from Deich Coatings. It's a decorative granite coating that rolls over concrete and masonry surfaces. There are 7 premixed colors that sparkle with fine grades of granite. You'll get instant curb appeal for your walkways, steps, and porches. That's Terrazzo Finishes. Order at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT, presented by Angie, your home for everything home. You can also reach us by submitting your questions on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember, download the Angie app to find pros for all your home projects. The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, what are you working on this lovely August weekend? Well, whatever it is, if you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. Join us on the Money Pit podcast. It comes around every Monday and Thursday. Be sure to grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast. Now we've got Martin on the line who wants to talk about fascia boards. That is an excellent design detail on the exterior. What can we do for you?
The fascia boarding connects the ceiling of my porch roof to the overhang has separated from the ceiling, and I want to know if I need to, do I need to rip that out and replace it, or can I just seal it and maybe put a larger molding over it?
Well, if the fascia board is loosening up, then I would tell you to resecure it, and that's actually not an unusual thing to happen because the nails that hold that are usually going into the ends of the rafters behind it. They tend to expand and contract a lot. But what I would do is I would tell you to resecure it, but do it with screws, not with nails. If you use long screws like 2.5-inch case-hardened drywall screws or wood trim screws, that will pull that fascia board back in tight, and it'll be impossible for it to loosen up again. So don't think of it in terms of something covering it. Just put it back where it was, but use screws instead of nails, and it won't come out again. Okay?
And do I do that by going under the molding?
Well, you want to try to get that fascia board re-secured in, so if that is going to require you to take off a piece of molding to get to it, then that's what you do. But you want to get to the original fascia and tighten it up.
Okay. I can do that then. Thank you very much.
All right, Martin, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Ben in Illinois on the line with a popcorn ceiling question. How can we help you today?
Got a probably 70s ranch-style home.
1970 was a very good year for popcorn.
Yes, it was. But they had this popcorn ceiling all the way in the TV room, uninterrupted, okay. That goes through the kitchen, and uninterrupted flow goes all the way down the hallway.
Okay, so what happened? Did you have a leak or something?
Had some wind damage to some shingles, and it came down through the attic, and it stained some of the popcorn ceiling in the TV room. I since put a new roof on, but it stained it, and some of the popcorn stuff came off.
So is the popcorn physically damaged except for losing a few kernels, so to speak?
Well, there's still a little bit of staining on the stuff that didn't fall, but there's some sections that did.
You're going to have to repaint the popcorn ceiling, and it's kind of a pain in the neck job, but it can be done. The key here is this. You want to use a very, very thick roller and one that's slit. The rollers are about three-quarters of an inch or even an inch thick, and they have a slice kind of in them every inch or so. And so it uses a lot of paint. And the key thing is you're going to want to use a primer first. Don't just do this with top coat because that leak stain will come right through. So you prime the popcorn ceiling first, and then you paint it. Now, if you're missing a bunch of area of popcorn and you want to touch that up, there are a number of companies that make popcorn repair products, one of which is called Homax, H-O-M-A-X. And they have a spray where it's as easy as using an aerosol spray can that you basically shoot up there and it will replace the texture. So you can kind of fill in the area where some of that material has come off. And then since you're painting, you paint the whole thing over again. Now, whether you go from end to end in the house, it's up to you, or whether you, you know, just kind of decide where you're going to stop painting, that's your call. Maybe there's a natural place for that. Maybe there's not. But you have to paint it. That's the only way you're going to be able to get this to look normal again. And by the way, one final thing. When you do paint it with the top coat, make sure you use flat ceiling paint.
Gotcha. Okay, well, you got me motivated.
Sounds good. Thank you so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Now we've got Jeff in Iowa on the line who's got an air conditioner that doesn't always smell so great. What's going on, Jeff?
I can't smell. The wife can smell.
Okay.
Yeah,
we smell everything.
There's a smell emanating from somewhere. I thought it was maybe the basement drain was not, flowing like it should. And she seems to think that she says it comes on, the smell comes about when the air is turned on, when the air comes on. So,
okay.
Maybe it's duct cleaning or am I on the right track?
Maybe. So let's talk about some basics. If we want to get to the bottom of this, we could start with duct cleaning just to kind of eliminate that as a possibility. The second thing we should talk about is what kind of filter do you have?
Just your generic basic one from, the hardware store.
Yeah, that's a problem. So what I want you to do is I want you to pick up a Filtrete filter, 3M Filtrete brand, and they sell one that that has a activated charcoal built into it and is specifically designed for eliminating odors. It's called the Filtrete Home Odor Reduction Filter, and it's got activated charcoal built in, and so that's designed specifically to get rid of the odors, and it, of course it does a great job with dust and pollen and mold and that sort of thing.
All right, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Well, every summer we hear about deck collapses where people are seriously injured, and when large groups gather on them, say for a weekend summer party, bad things can happen. That's why now is an excellent time to do a deck safety check.
That's right. And there are really only five major flaws that you need to focus on. These are the kinds of things that typically lead to serious deck failures, including a complete collapse. So let's start with this one, loose connections. If you notice, for example, that a railing is not secure, it's wobbly, it's got to be fixed. And just as important are missing connections. If you inspect your deck and you see it's not secure to the house, or it's just nailed to the house rather than bolted or secured, huge cause of deck collapses. Typically, those decks will just sort of rotate and push right away from the house and come crashing down. So that's definitely an issue that we see time and time again. Next, corrosion, rusty fasteners. Fasteners have become so deteriorated they've fallen apart or fallen away. Got to be replaced. And then just general rot. It's a condition that weakens the wood because the fungus digests part of the wood, which gives the wood its strength and its stiffness. And finally, cracks. Look for cracks in all the lumber that's visible. And a final note of caution is to also look for insect damage like termites, which might be visible as cracks, but could be a lot worse.
All right. So now you go ahead and check out the deck and you see that you've got a problem. What do you do next? Well, you can repair most of these issues. I mean, you have to look at all the different ways that these are attached to your home. So it could be something as simple as replacing or tightening a fastener. Maybe you need to replace a post to give it more structural integrity as to where its foundation point is in the ground. You know, there's so many different ways that these can fail. So when you kind of see what's going on, that really does give you a guideline of what direction you need to go in to correct it.
Yeah, and if it's something simple like a cracked deck board, I'll give you a trick of the trade on that. You know, that's not a big structural problem, obviously, but it's kind of an annoying one. All you need to do is pry that deck board up and turn it over, because the backside that's not been exposed to sunlight is probably just as good as the day it was put down. Typically, the cracks do not go all the way through, and all you got to do is touch it up in terms of staining, and you're good to go.
Aaron in Ohio is on the line and needs some help with the playground. What can we do for you?
I have a swing set/play set. It's made out of treated wood, and it's about 10 years old. The flat surfaces, they've turned black, and the wood is cracking. I'm wondering how I can best clean that up.
Well, the best thing to do is to use a wood cleaner, but let me ask you this. Is it pressure-treated, this wooden playset?
I believe so, yes.
Because, you know, pressure-treated lumber is sort of fallen out of favor as a playset because of the chemicals that are in the pressure-treated lumber leaching out of the lumber, getting into the soil, and so on. So I just give you a bit of a warning on that. But if you want to clean this, Flood makes a product called Flood Wood Cleaner that works really well. Basically, you wet the lumber down, you apply the wood cleaner, you let it set for 20 or 30 minutes. You don't let it dry. You may have to re-moisten it again, and then you kind of scrub it clean. You can use a pressure washer after that to scrub it clean. It does a pretty good job of brightening up the finish, taking away the dirt and the grime, and lifting up any of that old gray sort of oxidation that settles on the wood, or the black oxidation that settles on the wood. You can find that at most home centers and hardware stores, and again, it's called Flood Wood Cleaner.
Okay, once I have it clean, then am I better, do you think, to stain it or paint it?
No, you're better to stain it. What you want to do is use solid color stain as opposed to semi-transparent stain, because it'll last a lot longer. The solid color tends to fade a little bit better and doesn't, like, peel like paint would.
And the same thing, like, we have a swing, like a porch swing that I'd like to put on there as well. Same thing then with that to clean it up. It's been outside for some time.
Yes, if it's natural wood, that's a good part to clean up with. And the same advice applies to the porch swing. Now, is that also made out of pressure-treated lumber, or is that something different?
You know, it's about the same age. I believe it is.
All right, so again, use the solid color stain.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
You're welcome, Aaron. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Richard in California, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Oh, my question is, well, what happened is I had an under-the-sink water filter burst, flooded my house. And I've had two people say that, one person said that I need to replace all the drywall that got wet. Another person says that's fine, the drywall is fine. My question is, what do I need to do? What is the proper thing to do?
Well, Richard, what does the drywall look like? I mean, did it dry out, or does it look all like spongy and gross?
It looks like it just dried out.
Right. If it dried out, then there wasn't enough water to form it. There's no reason to replace it. I mean, sometimes when you get a bad leak, and especially with a ceiling leak, water will sit above a drywall, and it will cause it to kind of swell and buckle downward. And when it deforms like that, there's no fix for it. You have to cut it out and replace it. But if it just got wet because of the leak, and then it dried out, and it's still flat, then I wouldn't worry about it. You may have, you know, if there's any joints in the drywall that have to be retaped or repaired, certainly you could do all that. But otherwise, I think you're fine just the way it is. Now, I would recommend that you prime it first with a solvent-based primer or an oil-based primer to make sure that you've sealed in any staining. Well, once you do that, I think that you're pretty much good to go and you're done. I don't see a reason to replace it.
It's a lot of work.
All right. Well, that's what we try to do, Rich. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Coming up, unused paint doesn't have an expiration date, but it's definitely not going to last that long unless you're storing it correctly. We've got some tips on preserving your paint so it's around for touch-ups and new projects just ahead. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The first of the lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $800 on qualifying implements. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Of the day.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Look around your house. We know there's a project you'd like to get done. You can get it done right here, right now, when you call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, because we'll help you take that all-important first step, and we'll definitely be in the right direction.
All right, now we're going to Mel in Arkansas, who's got a question about a shower. What can we do for you today?
Well, we need to change a tub into a shower, and it is for a handicapped person that uses a shower chair. And everything that we are finding so far is a fiberglass type stuff that is not rated for the person's weight that's going to have to be using it. And they use a shower chair. Any suggestions on how to stabilize it so that it's not going to break through when the shower chair goes in it?
You're looking at zero threshold showers that basically are flush with the floor?
Not necessarily. It doesn't have to be the zero threshold, but it needs to be a shower, not a tub.
Right. Okay, so when you put in a fiberglass shower pan, you're right, sometimes there's flex underneath of it, but there's an easy trick of the trade to deal with that, and that is that you can mix up a concrete mix or a cement mix or mortar mix, and basically you put it underneath the pan while it's wet, and then you press the pan down into it. And what that does is it takes out all the space between the pan itself and the floor. It provides a rock-solid base to that fiberglass shower stall. Does that make sense?
Okay.
All right, Mel, good luck with that project.
Well, if you're taking on painting around your house, it can be hard to tell exactly how much paint you're going to need. And then, of course, you might end up with some extra paint, and sometimes a lot of extra paint. And that's not always a bad thing, since when you have the extra paint, it can be great for touch-ups, you know, maybe an additional project, maybe another room. But now, this only works if you keep it from drying out or going bad.
Right, which happens a lot. Two things that cause paint to go bad. Exposure to air will affect the consistency of the paint and eventually dry it out. And secondly, microorganisms actually can get in the paint and cause bacterial growth and a very rancid smell. Have you ever opened up an old can of paint and just smells awful? That's the bacteria. Now, if a paint can is actually bulging, it means it's probably definitely gone bad. And if you take a whiff after you open it and you've got that sour or rotten egg smell, the paint may have mold. And if it seems okay, though, look for a thick film on the surface of the paint or paint that doesn't mix well or has any chunks of dried out paint in it. I have from time to time found that layer of thick film and very, very carefully lifted it, being careful not to break it, and taking it out of the paint can and being able to use what's left. So if you don't break it up, it's not going to, you know, get chunky on your walls or whatever you're painting. You can definitely pull it out.
All right. So what do you do? Once your paint project is finished, how should you be storing leftover paint? Well, first of all, you need to make sure that you're putting it in an airtight container, either the original can or a clean jar or a container with a secure lid. And carefully clean the rim and then firmly close the lid to seal it as well as possible. Now, here's another trick that can help. Since closing up the paint can never gives you as good of a seal as when that can is brand new, get in the habit of storing the paint can upside down on your shelf. It's not going to leak, and any tiny openings letting air in will be sealed off by the paint that's left in the can.
Yeah, the paint does the sealing for you that way. Now, as for storage, it's best to store the paint at room temperature in a dry place that's out of direct sunlight or extreme hot or cold temperatures. So, like, a basement if you have one is perfect, or a closet rather than an attic or a shed. And if you do that, chances are the next time you need to open that paint for a project, it will be in almost perfect condition.
Gary in Pennsylvania, unfortunately, had a flood and needs some help picking up the pieces. What can we do for you?
We had a flood here, a flash flood. Rain came down in 8 hours, about 7 to 10 inches. It flooded our basement with about a foot of water. And I'm interested in finding out from you folks how we can get back to normal as far as the basement's concerned. It smells. We did manage to get the sump pump going and get the water out of the basement. But it was, like I said, it was a foot around the furniture and everything. And how can I manage to get things back to where they were before the flood?
All right. So when you have a flood situation like that, you know, of course, that's human nature that you want everything back just as the way it was as soon as possible. But from a practical standpoint, it doesn't always work that way. You know, here at the Jersey Shore, we faced one of the worst hurricanes in history with Hurricane Sandy. And that was the natural reaction. Everyone wanted to get back. And we always say, no, you can't get back that quickly because you're going to make some mistakes along the way. So what you want to do first is you want to, as you've already done, got rid of the water. Secondly, you want to prevent further damage by removing all of the wet materials. So wet carpet has to be tossed out. If the basement is finished, does it have drywall down there? Those drywall sections have to be cut out to above the flood line. If there's insulation in the walls, that has to be pulled out. If you have furniture that's water damaged, you may have an option of saving some of that. You can get it upstairs and start to dry it out and kind of make a decision as you go. But, you know, frankly, a lot of that should be covered by insurance, so I wouldn't maybe try too hard to save it. But get all of that material out of there. Now, you said it was a flash flood, and it flooded the basement quickly. Anytime you have water infiltration that's consistent with rainfall, it can always be reduced, if not eliminated, by making sure that your drainage conditions outside are proper and that you have gutters. They're clean. They're extended from the house 4 to 6 feet, not just a few inches like normal gutters are, and that the soil slopes away. So those sorts of things can prevent further water infiltration. And then after it's all torn out, then you're going to want to spray those that basement floor and the walls down with a solution of bleach and water, about 10 to 20% bleach with water. That will kill any mold spores that are left behind. Then get some fans down there, dry that all out, and then once it's dry, then you can think about putting it back together. And next time, I would not put carpet on a basement floor because that's a breeding factory for mold, mildew, and dust mites as well. Okay?
Sounds like a winner to me. I certainly appreciate it.
You're welcome, Gary. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Just ahead, window screens play a big role in improving your home's comfort during the milder months. Well, now new options make them even more useful. We're going to share those updates next.
Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well.
Whether it's routine maintenance, an emergency repair, or a dream project, Angie lets you browse homeowner reviews, compare quotes from multiple local pros, and even book a service instantly.
So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home.
Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler, host of the Money Pit Podcast, with tips to help prepare your home for a stormy summer. Get ultimate storm protection by installing a quality metal roof. Exceptionally strong and resilient, metal roofs can withstand fires, hurricanes, ice, and snow. And new styles mimic tile and slate and clean easily with just soap and water. Replace old single-pane windows with new Energy Star certified windows from Pella and save hundreds a year in energy bills. Pella's innovative windows even include hidden screens that disappear when not in use. A well-insulated home lowers energy bills and increases comfort year-round. Thermafiber Fire and Sound Guard Plus from Owens Corning is made from natural ingredients, offering enhanced fire, moisture, and sound benefits. And instead of replacing your smoke alarm batteries, replace the alarm with First Alert's 10-year smoke and carbon monoxide alarms, available at Lowe's. The 10-year sealed battery lasts the life of the alarm and means no low battery chirps. For more, follow the Money Pit Podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. When it comes to the materials we use to build a house, concrete has got to be the strongest. And you'd think that it should also be the toughest, but strength definitely has its weaknesses. And when it comes to concrete, that's often the cracks that form. Now, once that happens, and especially if water is allowed to seep in, those cracks will multiply and get bigger and bigger.
Well, DAP has a new product that can help. The new AMP Advanced Modified Polymer Self-Leveling Concrete and Masonry Sealant provides a 100% weatherproof and waterproof seal with the ability to be applied on wet and damp surfaces. Within an hour, it's also ready to paint and can stand up to rain. And it requires no additional tools, stays flexible, and won't crack, shrink, or bubble. Plus, it's backed by a lifetime guarantee.
DAPS AMP self-leveling concrete and masonry sealant retails for $9.98 and is available at home improvement and hardware retailers nationwide. Or learn more at DAP.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deitch Coatings. Deitch Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to The Money Pit, home improvement show, where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, what are you working on this beautiful summer weekend? Maybe you've got a project that's giving you a hard time? Well, if you've got some home improvement questions and you don't know where to turn for those answers, come on down to Team Money Pit. We can help you save money, save time, avoid those home improvement hassles that can slow you down, because we all know we want to be super speedy and get to our dream house. So let us give you guys a hand.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Susan in Alaska's got a fireplace issue. What's going on?
The hearth is covered with tile, and I would like to remove it and just paint the brick underneath. So how difficult would that be for me to do?
Hey, Susan, well, I'll tell you, you know, if you remove that tile, you're probably going to have some adhesive and some other kinds of goo, we will call it, on the brick itself. So I'd first be concerned about starting with a clean brick surface. Second to that, even if you do start with a clean brick surface, just remember tile is easier to clean than brick, which might be why it was tiled in the first place. And once you paint brick, you're kind of committed. You have to repaint it from time to time as well. Now, in terms of difficulty, the first step would be getting that old tile off. And that can be a challenge, especially given, you know, how sticky and how solid a lot of the adhesives that would have been used. I mean, a tile mastic is not going to give the tile up quickly from the brick surface itself. But the other thing that comes to mind is that you could actually paint over the tile if you buy the right kinds of paint. There are paints, and I would go to perhaps a Sherwin-Williams store for this or a Benjamin Moore dealer for this, and you're looking for special types of primer. They're called high bond primers or high adhesion primers that are designed to help paint stick to a shiny surface like tile. If you put that on as the first coat, then you could put a regular paint on as the second coat, and perhaps that might be the easiest way to get the effect that that you're looking to achieve.
Well, window screens, they're about as low-tech as it gets, but they do play a big role in improving your home comfort during these milder months. And they let you open your windows to let fresh air into your home while keeping all those pesky bugs and insects out.
Now, most of us don't pay much attention to our window screens until they fail or begin to look worn and tattered. And if that sounds like your house, we've got some ideas that can help. Now, first, you should note that window screens have changed a lot since we were kids. I remember them always being made of very stiff, strong metal mesh. But today, most of the stock window screens are soft and fiberglass. So let's start right there.
Yeah, so fiberglass screens, they come in a few different sort of weights, I guess. Fine, standard, heavy duty, and these grades all have a different purpose. So first off, the fine fiberglass screening is best to use if all you're really trying to do is keep out those small insects. Standard fiberglass screen is the most common and least expensive screen type, and that's why it's found in most homes around the U.S. It's reasonably durable for the cost, but it can break down quickly from UV rays when the windows are in full sun, so say like the south side of your home. And then lastly, we've got heavy-duty fiberglass screening, and that's typically used in larger windows where the screen needs to be strong or needs to cover a much larger opening.
Now, the one thing to note about fiberglass screens is that they pop out easily, which is not what used to happen with the old metal screens. So you have to be super careful with second floor windows around kids and pets because they can push through those screens and fall pretty easily. Now, speaking of pets, if you've got pets that scratch at your screens or you've got young kids that can inadvertently be kind of rough on screens, pet screening is a great choice. Now, pet screening is made of a very heavy-duty vinyl-coated polyester, and it's heavier and stronger than regular screening material. Now, we use this on our full-height a screen door back last year because we'd always find that the other screening would work its way loose in the track. But once we put the pet screening on, it just became super sturdy.
Yeah, and there's also something else that's super new, and it's called high visibility screening. Now, this is made with a very, very fine fiber, and it's nearly invisible. It's a lot more expensive, but it's worth it for the windows in your home that look out onto your favorite views. I mean, because think about it. When we look out the window, we're first looking at the screen, so it's such an interesting thing that we're trying to, like, look past it or pretend it's not there. So there's really some great options to get that effect for you.
Yeah, lots of options to consider. If your screens are ready for replacement, now's the time to replace them and choose the option that's best for you.
Heading out to Delaware, where Harry's dealing with a dirty kitchen floor. Tell us about what you see.
Over the years, it's become quite dingy and rough looking. I wonder if you have any suggestions or recommendations on a product to bring it back, brighten it up again.
So, Harry, with a 20-year-old floor, I don't think you're going to be, like, sprucing it up to the point where you're feeling like you've achieved what you want. I mean, that floor doesn't owe you a dime, buddy. It lasted all those years, and I think it's time for an update. And the good news is that there's plenty of floors available now that weren't in existence 20 years ago that are great for kitchens, a whole bunch of different products that are out there for wet locations, places that are really durable. You can choose from a laminate floor that have there's a product called laminate. There's an AquaSeal product from LL Flooring, where the laminate boards seal together and won't let water come through. You can use an engineered vinyl plank. You can use an engineered floor if you like real hardwood, or you can use a stone hybrid product. These are all products that are really, really tough and great for a kitchen space. And you know what? The installation's gotten a lot easier, especially with those vinyl products. They just snap together and they float on top of what's there. So all you have to deal with is really the transition to whatever room is adjacent to that. And maybe a little trim around the side, and that's it. You're good to go. So I think that's really the best solution now. I don't think we're going to be able to give you any other grand ideas for a 20-year-old floor that's going to be able to bring it back.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up, if you've got a sidewalk that's cracked or shifted, you can't patch it with just concrete. We're going to share what does work when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit readingcivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco & Brew.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Which is also good for just doing sort of a coating over everything and making it look like fresh concrete. So if you do this right, you're going to end up with a walk that looks like a brand new sidewalk, and it will no longer have that nasty trip hazard, which you really need to address.
Yeah, and you're not going to want to address it with the big bright yellow paint line. Definitely fix it right. All right, now we've got one from Alyssa who says, I have a 1790s brick house with a gable roof flanked on each side by two sets of chimneys. The attic is unfinished and has no ventilation. Two questions. I think I'm going to add a window screen vent. If so, should I leave the window vents open in the winter, or should I remove and reinstall them when it warms up again in spring? And the other is I'm thinking of replacing my roof in the near future, and I'm wondering if I should have a ridge vent installed at the time. Does it ever make sense not to add one?
Huh. Good question. They're both good questions. Okay, so first of all, when you say window screen vents, I'm envisioning in my mind that you're talking about replacing like a gable vent at the end wall of the attic space with a window screen type vent. So however you're planning on doing that, in terms of whether you leave it open in the winter, yes, you leave ventilation open in a traditional vented attic all year long. You don't close it and open it. But in terms of replacing the roof in the near future, it does make sense to install a ridge vent. I don't see a reason not to install a ridge vent. The most effective ventilation system is when you have a continuous ridge vent down the peak of your roof, and then you have soffit vents at the overhangs. And what happens is air will enter in the soffit. It will ride up under the roof sheathing and exit at that ridge vent. And as it does that, it takes out moisture in the winter, and it also takes out heat in the summer, and all in, it's a much more effective way to vent your attic than even an attic fan, which we recommend against, because all that does is drive up your cooling costs, because what happens is it'll actually reach into your house, not just stop at the attic, but it will reach down into your conditioned living space and pull some of that air conditioned air and basically waste it. So ridge and soffit vents is definitely the way to go.
All right, Alyssa, good luck with that.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We hope you're enjoying a beautiful summer weekend in your part of the country. If you've got questions now, or you come up with questions later, really anytime, you can reach out to us at moneypit.com/ask. Just click the blue microphone button for the fastest possible response. But for now, that's all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
We'll be right back.
live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A defiant former President Trump took to the microphone at an Alabama fundraiser last night, just hours after appearing in a Washington, D.C. federal court to plead not guilty to the third set of indictment charges brought against him.
The fake charges put forth in their sham indictment are an outrageous criminalization of political speech. This all it is. You make a statement, oh, we have to indict him because he said we were dishonest. Let's indict him.
Meanwhile, the president, former president, that is, says, quote, any time they file an indictment, we go way up in the polls, and one more will help me, quote, close out this election. Meanwhile, the Justice Department is asking a federal judge overseeing the criminal case in Washington to step in after Mr. Trump released a post online they say appears to be a promise of revenge on anyone who goes after him. Prosecutors want Judge Tanya Chutkan to issue a protective order concerning evidence in the case. The judge gave Mr. Trump's legal team until 5 p.m. Monday to respond. Two Florida police officers shot critically injured during a traffic stop, and the suspect was fatally shot by SWAT team members several hours later. The suspect was killed early this morning after he barricaded himself in a hotel in Orlando's tourist district, the culmination of a manhunt that involved dozens of law enforcement officers. At a news conference, Orlando Police Chief Eric Smith says the entire department is hoping both of the wounded officers make full recoveries.
These officers are out here every day protecting our community. They put their lives on their line every day to keep us safe. And to do this to them because they don't want to go back to prison is ridiculous. And we're not going to put up with it.
Officers stopped the vehicle around 11 o'clock last night as part of an investigation of a Miami homicide and were shot by the suspect in the car. You can check out the latest news and the best analysis. Both can be found at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
A major work stoppage north of the borders ended.
British Columbia's port workers easily voting in favor of a contract offer, ending the job action that stopped billions of dollars worth of goods from being shipped in Canada. That dispute shut down ports on Canada's west coast last month and spurred several business groups and political leaders to call for back-to-work legislation. Both the International Longshore and Warehouse Union Canada and the BC Maritime Employers Association ratified the deal. Jason Walker reporting.
For the first time in 72 years, motorists across Oregon can grab a nozzle and fill their own tanks up. Democrat Governor Tina Kotek signed a bill Friday allowing people across the state to choose between having an attendant pump gas or doing it themselves. That leaves New Jersey as the only state that prohibits motorists from pumping their own gas. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. One of the world's most renowned sopranos suing New York's Metropolitan Opera for breach of contract and other violations related to its decision to drop her after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Here's the BBC's Kat Wiener.
Anna Netrebko had been singing with the Met for 20 years when Russian troops invaded Ukraine in February 2022. Under pressure from the opera company's manager, the star, who'd previously made pro-Kremlin comments, did condemn the invasion. However, she stopped short of denouncing President Putin and was forced to withdraw from dozens of scheduled appearances. Ms. Netrebko is now demanding $360,000 in lost fees and for what she calls severe mental anguish. The star has continued to perform outside the United States.
More details on the stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
The Money Pit is presented by the Angie app. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. We hope that you guys are having a great summer. You're enjoying this beautiful weather. And maybe you're taking on some projects now that it is so nice out. You're trying to get stuff done inside and out. But if you've got a project that you'd like to get done and you don't know where to start, or maybe you're stuck in the middle, well, that's where we come in. We've been at this for a long time, over 20 years, and we've done 2,300 episodes of The Money Pit. Actually, this episode, Leslie, is number 2333.
So many threes.
A lot of threes, yeah. But we would love to share some knowledge that we've picked up along the way and help you get your projects done. Help yourself first by reaching out to us. Two ways to do that. Best option is to go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. You'll get the fastest possible response. Or you can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Coming up on today's show, if you've got a concrete patio that's kind of beat up, well, there's no need to replace it. We're going to share a new way to give it years of life that's very easy to do.
All right. And no one likes cleaning mold and mildew in a bathroom, but that job can be made a bit easier if the moisture from your shower or tubbin is vented. We're going to share tips for a mold-free bath.
And when you look at the outside of your home, does the garage door rank as pretty much the most boring surface you see? Well, today there are so many styles and colors and looks for garage doors to choose from, and replacing that door can be a very simple and affordable home improvement project. We'll have tips just ahead. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask.
Heading out to Idaho, Gail's got an issue with some stains on some brick. What's going on over there?
I have a question about removing mortar splash stains from exterior brick and whether I could damage it by using maybe a metal brush on a drill so I don't have to scrub so hard with a regular brush.
Now, anytime you get a stain on brick, it's really difficult to get it off because brick is so absorptive. Now, with this mortar splash that's gotten on there, I think what I would do first, because brick's also a bit soft, I would use a wire brush. You would pick one up at a home center or hardware store. It's got a stiff wire bristle. And then I would try to use that wire brush to brush off and brush those areas where the stains are. And you got to be careful because you don't want to damage the brick too much. If you scratch it a little bit, that's okay. Even if it looks a little lighter than the surrounding areas, eventually it'll sort of fade together. But that's probably the first step. And if you want to go deeper than that, you could pick up a wire brush attachment for a drill. And just like a drill bit, it goes into the chuck and it spins around. And you got to, it's a little bit wily to handle, right, Leslie? I mean, if you don't have that on the right side, it'll handle you. It'll bounce right back in your face. But you know what? Oh, the other important thing though that you should know is that if you're going to use a wire brush attachment on a drill like that, please, please, please wear safety glasses because those wires can break off and fly off, and we don't want you to get hurt. So that's the way I would approach this. It's a matter of levels of aggression using a wire brush. You don't want to go too heavy because you'll damage it, but that's probably the best way to get rid of that splash. And hopefully it's not too big of an area.
Heading out to Arizona, Dan's on the line with a cracked tile. Tell us what's happening.
Yes, hi. I have a home in Rimrock, Arizona, and it was built in 2006, and it has tile flooring. And it's created, I'm assuming the foundation is settled. And I'm really not sure what to do about this. I mean, I don't know if I should pull the grout. Yes, it has cracked tiles, and I can't get the tiles anymore. So anyway, I need to see what your suggestion would be.
You know, I hate when we get these calls, Leslie, because when you have a tile floor and it wasn't installed right, which is probably what's going on here, you know, there's no quick fix, right? You either have to keep replacing tiles as they crack, or you have to go ahead and tear the whole thing out and do it right. I suspect what's happening here is that the installer never used an uncoupling membrane. Now, that's a very specific type of, like, underlayment that goes between a concrete slab and the tile floor. And it allows the floor and the tile to move differently than each other. And this way, when you have expansion and contraction and movement, it doesn't result in the tile cracking. It just sort of moves with it. And, you know, when you say move, you think, well, it's stationary, isn't it? But everything's moving. The house is always moving. The walls are moving in or out. They're moving up and down. It just happens so slowly and so evenly, you don't see it. But, you know, from wind pressure and the forces of nature, it's moving. And you got to account for that. And that's what an uncoupling membrane does. There's a product called DITRA, D-I-T-R-A, Dan, which is the kind of product that I would recommend. You can check that out at Schluter.com. It's S-C-H-L-U-E-T-E-R.com. They make a lot of products for tiling underlayments, kind of the experts in that space. And that's the sort of thing I'm talking about. It's a special membrane that's designed to separate the movement of the tile from the subfloor below or the concrete slab below in your case. And I think once you're ready to replace that tile floor, that's kind of the next step. That's what you're going to have to do. So between now and then, you can just try to replace those that you can. And by the way, you mentioned you can't get that tile anymore. Leslie, I always think that when you can't find the tile, that you could drop in some decorative tiles and make it look like it was always designed to be that way, right?
I mean, for sure. It depends on the size, the shape, the location of those tiles. You know, if there's something that you can grab perhaps the tile from behind something, if delicately you can remove it and it would be well, then go for it. But otherwise, depending on where those tiles are, you can pop one out and then sort of look and kind of create a pattern based on what was broken and kind of work with that. You can add in something more decorative. You can add in something with a little bit of a different sheen. You can add in something that's a grouping of smaller tiles. So there's really a lot of great options to make it look like what happened was a design choice, you know?
Right, yeah. And you know what always happens when you do this stuff like that? People come in, they notice, and they go, oh, I love the pattern in your tile floor. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, thank you. I totally did it on purpose.
Keep your mouth shut and just thank them very much for your amazing creativity.
Ming in Texas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Hi, I have a closet door that it's supposed, the light's supposed to come on when I open the door. I have to jiggle that little button and play with it for a while before I can get the light to come on. And sometimes it arcs.
So you're turning this light switch on and you're getting an arc? That's really dangerous. That is an immediate fire hazard. So you need to have an electrician fix that right away. See, these switches can basically deteriorate internally. And if they're sparking like that, that's a big problem. Consider yourself lucky, but that should not be happening, and it has to be immediately replaced.
Okay.
All right?
I should not use that door.
You should get that switch fixed. It should not be doing that. All right? That's your first thing, your first to do.
Okay.
Let's prevent a home fire, shall we?
Yeah.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thank you.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What do you guys have cooking at your Money Pit? Or whatever it is, we are here to lend a hand. Coming up, would you love to have a beautiful paver patio, but you're stuck with a yucky, boring concrete slab? Well, we can help fix that in a weekend. We'll tell you how when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Just share your project online or with the Angie app, and with Angie, you can book an upfront price instantly or request and compare quotes from multiple pros to find the best price for your project. So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. If you're remodeling a kitchen or bath, there's one ingredient that you want to get right, and it's not one you'd normally think of. I'm talking about caulk. You know, it's one of the last steps to a kitchen or bath reno, but it's a really important product for sealing gaps that can cause leaks resulting in damage, including mold.
The new AMP Kitchen and Bath Hybrid Sealant is designed for projects and applications around tubs, sinks, showers, and toilets. It can be applied on wet or damp surfaces, provides a 100% waterproof seal, it can be painted in as little as 30 minutes, and it prevents mold and mildew growth, keeping your caulk seams looking fresh and clean for the life of the sealant.
DAP's advanced hybrid sealants outperform silicone in key performance attributes such as wet surface application, paintability, and crystal clear clarity, providing maximum performance for every project.
AMP Kitchen and Bath Hybrid Sealant retails for $9.98 and is available at home improvement and hardware retailers nationwide, or learn more at DAP.com.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
August is National Curb Appeal Month and a good time to take a look at your home's exterior. Now, if your sidewalk, your front porch, or your steps could use a makeover, there's an easy DIY solution. It's called Terrazzo from Deich Coatings. It's a decorative granite coating that rolls over concrete and masonry surfaces. There are 7 premixed colors that sparkle with fine grades of granite. You'll get instant curb appeal for your walkways, steps, and porches. That's Terrazzo finishes. Order at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
The Money Pit is presented by QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, what are you working on this summer weekend? You got big projects? Maybe you're doing something in the yard. Perhaps you're thinking about a painting project. Or you're just going all out and going for a big renovation. Well, whatever it is, you can turn to us here for all of your home improvement questions. We can help you save some money, time, and avoid those home improvement hassles that can slow you down on the road to your dream home.
Follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dan in Rhode Island's on the line with some sort of leaky window issue. What's going on?
I had an issue with there was water leaking inside the top of my window. It was like a real rainy day.
Okay.
But I did notice that on the outside of the house where the gutters were mounted to, was rotting away, so there was pretty much a hole there, and it seemed like the water might have been getting in and then seeping into the house.
So that's entirely possible. Just because you happen to see it come in the top of the window doesn't mean that's the source of it. It's most likely the flashing. Now, from your description, it sounds like you may have had an obstructed gutter that backed up and splashed water kind of behind it, rotted out the fascia that it would have been attached to, that possibly could have been a source for water infiltration, or that could just be coincidental. And there could be an issue with the flashing around the window. What kind of siding do you have on the house?
It's actually a wood siding. I'm not sure the type of it, but it's not like a cedar shingle. It's something a lot older. The house was built in the 1960s.
Okay, but it's some sort of a shingle?
Yeah.
Well, here's what I would do. I would fix the gutter and the fascia, right? That's an easy thing to do. And then I would monitor it and see if it still continues to happen. If it does continue to happen, then what I would do is I would remove the siding around the top and sides of the window and just reflash the whole thing. It's kind of hard to do this sort of in bits or pieces. You got to really do the whole thing or not do it at all. So that's the best way to approach it. Let's do the easy thing first to see if that actually does it, which is that gutter replacement. And then if not, we can start to dig a little deeper into it until we get to the bottom of it. You know, if you do get that gutter fixed, or even if you don't, frankly, there's another thing you could try, and that is just go outside with a garden hose and don't blast it, but maybe like take, if you have a jet on the end of it, take that off, but just let the water roll over the window from the top, you know, go up about a foot or two above the window, wet the siding down as if it was just drenched in a big rainstorm and see if that lets water inside. That might also give you the clue that there could be a problem with the flashing and not the gutter or an addition to the gutter. Okay.
Yeah, now that you mentioned the flashing, maybe it does make sense because they actually have it looks like a piece of vinyl, possibly, that is it's like a U shape. It catches the top of the replacement window and
right.
It goes from the inside over the top of the window and then to the outside.
Sounds like what we call a J channel.
From the inside, it looks like the letter J, but then if you look at it from the outside, the whole piece. It's
right.
Probably like a U shape, I would say, that sits right on top.
You might be talking about either the J channel or a drip edge. But either way, those are all part of the flashing system, and if that window is leaking when you do your hose test, then you've got to sort of disassemble that and put it back together with good flashing all around, okay?
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, for most homes, a backyard patio is home base for all of your outdoor living activities. But if your patio is old or worn or just plain cracked, you don't have too many options to kind of spruce it up. Painting or staining usually doesn't make it look all that much better, and tearing out the old concrete and pouring a new patio is kind of messy and it can be expensive.
Well, now there's a much better way to do a patio makeover. You can renew an old patio or a sidewalk or really any other concrete surface with no demolition required when you use a type of paver called a Milano paver. It's made by Pavestone, and these pavers are just 3 centimeters thick, which is about 1.25 inches. Now, from the surface, they look just like the usual full-thickness brick paver, but because they're installed on top of the old patio, they don't need to be.
Yeah, it's a 3-piece system, and it's installed in basic patterns directly over concrete that requires very little surface prep, and that makes this project super budget-friendly and really great for a DIYer to get done.
Yeah, and all you really need to do is glue the outside couple of rows of this to kind of support the edge, and then the rest of them you just basically stack on the patio. And that's it. You're pretty much done. They look fantastic, too. Check them out at pavestone.com, the Milano pavers. Great option.
Now we've got Peg from Rhode Island on the line with a question about a fiberglass shower insert. Let me guess. The tiles are like pink or green or something really dated.
Definitely green, yes. Lime green. So right now I have a whole under the sea thing going on in there to try to accommodate that.
Holy moly. Well, you know, generally you're doing the right thing there when you try to decorate around the color scheme or make something
right.
of it. But I get it. That color can become tiresome rather quickly. So short of retiling your bath, there are a couple of things you can do. You do have the option to paint tile, which it never lasts, in my opinion. It's something that's sort of just a temporary placeholder until you can actually redo that bath. But there are shower inserts that sort of surround the existing tile and can create a whole new bath and shower surround in, you know, a day.
Right. Actually, it's a fiberglass insert. It's not tile. It's a fiberglass insert that would need to be cut out. We actually did have one of those companies come out to put an insert. But because it's a fiberglass all one piece from probably 72 or 73, the
right.
entire thing would have to be cut out. So mainly want to find, is that like refinishing spray worth the effort or cut it out and get rid of it?
So you're asking, can you re-glaze, so to speak, the fiberglass shower stall that you have right now? Or
right.
Okay.
Right. You see these companies for these resurfacing
right.
sprays, whether or
right.
not it's something it's even worth doing ourselves or hiring a professional mm-hmm. or get the saw and go to town.
Yeah, I hear you. I think that you're probably not going to be totally happy with that because once that fiberglass surface starts to wear, unless it's made in the factory like it was the first time, it's never going to be as nice as it used to be.
Okay.
It's a pretty
okay.
labor-intensive project as well. So I think if you do want to tear it out and do something else, you'd probably be better off doing that. I know it's a big
okay.
job. It's a complete restoration. But, you know, there's just no shortcuts when you want to do something that's going to last you for the next, you know, 20, 30, 40 years.
Right. I don't mind the green shower myself. It's my husband minds it more than I do. With my beautiful tropical shower curtain, it looks great. White sink, white toilet. We're good,
but,
you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, like Leslie said, you can decorate around it, too. There's always an
option.
That's
what we've done. That's definitely what we've done. All right, so that was the main thing. Was it worth it to refinish it? And probably not.
Yeah, no, I don't think it is. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Now we've got Nicole from Connecticut on the line who's dealing with some noisy pipes. What is going on?
Every time we flush the toilet and use a shower or wash a load of laundry, there's a well here, and we hear loud banging in the basement where the well, you know, water comes in through
okay.
the basement floor.
There's two things I'm thinking that could be causing this. The first one is pretty straightforward. It's called water hammer. And water hammer occurs when some of those plumbing pipes in the basement are loose. If they're not well attached to the wood framing, you know, usually the ceiling joist in this example, then when you open up a faucet and then or close a faucet or flush a toilet, that water movement through the pipe suddenly stops. But sometimes the force continues to shake the pipe, and that is what we call the water hammer. And because they're metal pipes, they tend to transmit that sound quite effectively all over the house. You know, we get calls from folks that makes them so miserable because if somebody goes to the bathroom, you can hear it in the dining room during dinner, you know, because
yes.
the pipes are making such a racket. So water hammer is one possibility, but because you also have a well, it might also be that what you're hearing is the well pump go on and off. Now, it shouldn't go on and off every time you run the water if you have an expansion tank near it. So the expansion tank basically holds the water, and then you sort of feed off of this tank when you draw water, and it has to go down to a certain point before it refills with more water that gets served through the pipes. So I would just tell you to do a test. Have mom or you stand in one location, the other person near the well, and then run some faucets and turn them on and off and so on, and see if it is that the well is going on every time it draws water, because that's not supposed to happen. That's a lot of wear and tear on the well pump. It's a lot of expense in terms of energy. And if you had the right type of tank in there next to it, that could stop that from happening. If it's not the case, then it's most definitely going to be water hammer. And again, you can secure those pipes to the underside of the floor joist structure. There's hangers for that. Or in the worst case scenario, there's also a plumbing component called a water hammer arrestor, which you could think of as a shock absorber. And it goes on the end of some of those water pipe lines and basically takes some of that excessive pressure and settles it down so it doesn't shake the pipe as much.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much for all your help.
All right, well, good luck with that project.
Thank you. Have a great day.
This is the Money Pit. Hey, guys, are you tired of cleaning the mold from your bath? Well, the simplest long-term solution is ventilation. We're going to tell you what you need to know for a mold-free bath next.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
When there's work to do, ground to break, and a reputation to uphold, you need the powerful, durable Kubota RTVX, North America's number one selling diesel utility vehicle. Now, get the RTVX for zero down, 0% APR for 36 months. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors of crepe myrtles, dwarf size, semi-dwarf, and full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale along with all roses and stuff. Looking for particular trees or shrubs? See if we can special order it for you. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise, drought-tolerant shrubs and trees. Gold Leaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday. Come in and take advantage of our crepe myrtle and rose sale. Gold Leaf Nursery is located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Wings of Summer Butterfly House is open now at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil enclosed garden, perfect for all ages and nature enthusiasts. Come find your favorite butterfly species using our ID cards as you make your way through this peaceful exhibit filled with fluttering winged friends. Presented by Weichart Realtors, Domke and Associates. Open now through August 13th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Your ionic sensors that see fire with photoelectric sensors for the greatest protection. Another convenient feature is the reset or silencer button. This allows you to shut down the detector for approximately 10 minutes during a nuisance alarm, like burned toast, and then goes back to full alert. Resetting your detector is always a much better idea than removing the battery, which you could forget to put back. Keeping your smoke detectors in good working order could be a matter of life and death. That's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you working on? If it's your house, you're in the right place, because that's what we do, and we're here to help you with your home questions, your decor dilemmas. Reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask.
Heading up to Texas, we've got Mike on the line with a siding question. What is going on at your place?
I have an older garage that's in my backyard, and it has vinyl siding on it. And the siding that's on the underskirt or under the side panels of the roof and everything is starting to deteriorate, fall apart. And I have found out I can't get replacement in that color or anything else like that that's going to match up. And so my question was, I was going to go and use Hardy Plank Hardy Plank plywood to put underneath there, so it would be something that's not going to rust or, you know, rot or anything else over time. And is that something y'all would say would be okay? I've seen houses with it on there, but my sides are 26 inches out. My back is 30 inches out, and then I have 4 feet off the front as part of the roof. It's 4 feet over of the eave there. And is that, you think that's too much of an area to cover, or would I be better going a different direction?
Okay, so first of all, you're calling the siding, but I think what you're talking about is the soffits, right, the underside of the roof overhang.
Yes,
is that correct? All right.
Yes, sir.
So Hardy Plank's a great material. So I have no issues with that, assuming you can find the pieces that you need to make this work. What I'm concerned about is that, especially being in Texas, do you have ventilation in that soffit area now?
Yeah, all the vinyl siding that's there has little holes.
Right. So you can't cover that. You need to have that ventilation. And so to do that with Hardy Plank, it's kind of like doing this the hard way, frankly, because you would have to, you know, cut vents into that Hardy Plank, and it's not the easiest thing to cut, even though it lasts forever. I mean, if it was me, I would definitely use Hardy Plank as siding, but for the soffits, I would simply replace that with new soffit material. That would be the easiest, because you probably already have the fascia and the J-channel in place, and you can probably buy vinyl panels and cut them to fit and get them in there. And you say you can't find the exact color. Well, you could use a complementary color. I mean, certainly white goes with everything.
Yes, sir.
Or you could, if you really wanted to paint them, you could buy those panels. They come, they're about, usually about 10 feet long. Then you could spray paint them any color you want and then cut them to fit and put them in where the old panels are sort of falling apart.
Oh, okay.
So I don't think I would do this with Hardy Plank, only because it's really not meant for that particular application. And it's really critical you have that ventilation, because if you don't, your roof and your attic space are not going to be properly vented, and they're going to overheat, and that's going to drive up your cooling costs, and it could also shorten your roof life.
I appreciate that. Thank you all very much.
Well, nobody likes cleaning mold and mildew in the bathroom, but that job can be a lot easier if you control the moisture that you get from when you shower or when you bathe. You got to make sure that it's properly vented out. All too often, though, this really isn't the case. Now, get this. Building codes don't even require a bath vent fan. If they say, if your bathroom's got a window, that's it. I mean, that's kind of silly because unless you're opening that window and you happen to have a chilly breeze in the middle of winter and it's moving the air around, it's still not really doing the same job as a vent fan. But window or not, a properly sized and installed bathroom fan is the best way that you can make sure that moisture won't build up, and then it's going to prevent the mold.
Yeah. So first you want to make sure the fan is the right size. Bath fans are rated by CFM, that's cubic feet per minute, and it's based on how much air will actually move. Now, the rule of thumb for sizing a bath fan is that you need one CFM for every square foot of floor space. So if your bath is 80 square feet, you need an 80 CFM fan. Now, if the bath has high ceilings, that's going to change a bit, but for the most part, it's just one CFM per square foot. Also, it's important the fan is vented outside through the exterior wall or the roof. It should not be vented into an attic or into the attic soffits or even up to and against an attic vent. We want it to go through in its own vent and right to the exterior. If you don't do this, you're going to be dumping a lot of moisture into that attic space. That can cause rot, can cause mold, and it can definitely make your insulation not work very well because when the insulation is damp, it just doesn't insulate. And lastly, it helps if you have the bath exhaust on a timer that can be set to run for at least 10 minutes after you leave the bathroom. That way, any residual moisture is exhausted out before it can condense on the surfaces of the walls and the ceiling and fuel that next round of mold buildup.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Still to come, getting a return on your home improvement investment is one of the most important measures of a project these days. Installing a new garage door definitely does just that. We're going to tell you about those options just ahead.
You live in a money pit.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with QuickCrete's fast-sitting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. QuickCrete fast-sitting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-sitting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. On our show, we talk a lot about the importance of making sure your gutters are working properly. If your gutters are clogged or if they have leaking seams and sections, overflowing water can really wreak havoc, causing everything from slippery sidewalks to flooded basements to even cracked foundations.
Now, another area where leaks are common is at the flashing between different roof sections or where vents or chimneys go through. Repairing both gutters and roof flashing requires a sealant that's easy to apply, durable, and flexible enough to expand and contract with the house.
DAP's new AMP Advanced Modified Polymer Gutter and Flashing Sealant has all those qualities and more. It provides a 100% weatherproof and waterproof seal with the ability to be applied on wet and damp surfaces. It also has a fast 30-minute paint and rain-ready time, and it's designed for both exterior and interior use.
For gutter and flashing applications, AMP Gutter and Flashing High Performance Sealant stays flexible, crack-proof, and is backed by a lifetime guarantee. The sealant retails for $9.98 and is available at home improvement and hardware retailers nationwide, or learn more at DAP.com. Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well.
Whether it's routine maintenance, an emergency repair, or a dream project, Angie lets you browse homeowner reviews, compare quotes from multiple local pros, and even book a service instantly.
So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home.
Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. August is National Curb Appeal Month and a good time to take a look at your home's exterior. Now, if your sidewalk, your front porch, or your steps could use a makeover, there's an easy DIY solution. It's called Terrazzo from Dice Coatings. It's a decorative granite coating that rolls over concrete and masonry surfaces. There are 7 premixed colors that sparkle with fine grades of granite. You'll get instant curb appeal for your walkways, steps, and porches. That's Terrazzo Finishes. Order at DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, what are you working on this summer weekend? Got a project outside? Maybe you're doing something out front? Sprucing up that curb appeal? Perhaps you are tackling a project inside with the lovely air conditioning? Well, whatever it is, if you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. Be sure to join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. Be sure to grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast. All right, now we've got Belinda, who wants to talk electricity. What kind of electrical work are you doing over there?
I live in a house that was built in 1971, so there were no GFI outlets then, and little by little, you know, I've been adding them. So my question is, I have a couple more, you know, that I want in bathrooms and all. When a GFI outlet is added, does it need its own circuit breaker, or is it okay if they splice it into an existing wire?
No, it does not need its own circuit breaker. In fact, the ground fault breaker is a circuit breaker. Now, there's two types of GFCI devices that are most common. One's built into the outlet, and the other one actually is a circuit breaker with a ground fault circuitry built into it. With an older house, typically you're just going to replace the outlet with one that is a GFCI outlet, and an electrician that knows what they're doing should be able to handle that. I always suggest that you test it yourself by using the test button, and if possible, there's a little electrical tester that's in the shape of a plug that tells you a lot of information. All you do is stick this thing in, and it has lights on it, and the lights will tell you if it's grounded. It'll tell you if the polarity is reversed, which means the wires have been put in backwards, and it'll also enable you to test the ground fault outside of the breaker itself, so which is a better test. It's kind of like what happens if you have a bad appliance plugged into it. So it's definitely something that can be done after the fact, and you don't have to do it at the breaker itself.
Oh, okay. So it doesn't need its own dedicated line down to the circuit breaker. Okay. And this tester you're saying is something I should buy to have in my own toolbox in my house?
Yeah, it's called an outlet tester. Yeah, they're like, I don't know, $10. They're really cheap. It looks like a small plug, you know, 3-prong plug, and you just plug it in. You'll see there's lights on it and a little push button. And when you read the instructions, you'll see it'll tell you if everything's wired right.
And then the way to test my GFI outlet that I have, you just press that red button.
Yeah, it should click off, right, and be dead, basically.
Thank you.
Well, without looking, guys, can you describe the style of your garage door? Wait, what? Your garage door doesn't have a style? It's just a garage door? Well, then it might actually be time for a new one. If your garage door is plain, white, paneled, boring, you seriously are missing out on a great opportunity to bring some super major curb appeal right to your home. You know, your garage is a big part of what people see when they take in your home's front facade. And sometimes, I mean, depending on the architectural style of your home, that garage door can be up to like 60% of what they see.
Now, you can totally transform the look of your house simply by replacing that garage door. There are many, many options to consider, from a carriage house style to a barn door look, and even to ones with sleek modern lines. Plus, garage doors are not only steel today. You can find fiberglass options that are also a fantastic choice because they can look like wood but without any of those maintenance hassles. And if you live in an area that's prone to storms, you can get garage doors that are highly storm resistant, highly wind resistant, and can really stand up to that level of wind, because that's super important. When the garage door blows in, the house sort of blows up, blows out. That's why you see all the broken glass on the outside, because the house fills with air and poof. That's what causes a major amount of damage. So lots of options today. If you're ready for a garage door, you need to take all of them in and make the best decision for your home.
Matt in Ohio is dealing with some multiple issues going on related to caulk. What is happening?
We had our house filled about 6 years ago. The stand-up shower in the master bath is molding around the bottom. I have cleaned the mold off. I've scraped it all off. I've re-caulked it, and the mold keeps coming back. I had a guy come out. He told me to get this kind of caulk, paid him to and helped him to clean all the caulk off, re-caulked it, and now it's back again. Not sure what to do about it. Also have a swelling wall on the outside wall across from that stand-up shower, and the caulking keeps cracking as the wall separates from the bathtub and the countertop, the vanity is connected to the outside wall.
Wow, Matt, you've got a lot going on there, man. So first of all, if you've had this repetitive problem with mold over and over again in the bathroom, I suspect that the solution, if not the entire solution, but a good part of it, is to take a look at your bathroom ventilation. Because we find that bathrooms that are not properly ventilated, they're not well ventilated, those damp, wet conditions persist after shower taking and lead to an enormous amount of mold growth. So we want to make sure that you have a good bath fan that is running in that space, and we recommend that it be tied to a humidistat, which is a moisture sensing switch, so that whenever the humidity is high in the bathroom, the fan will run and pull it out until it's dry. And in doing so, you will find a lot less mold growth. In terms of selecting a product, there are different caulks that are out there, obviously designed for kitchens and baths, that have mildecides in them. One additive that has been successful in my applications over the years is Microban. So if you see a caulk that has a Microban additive, and I believe the DAP products do, I found that to be very effective. And in terms of the caulk between the vanity in the bathroom and the wall, so typically that could be a big gap, and it's not designed – the caulk's not designed to take up those big gaps. So what you want to do is you want to get some foam bead, which is sort of like it's called a backer rod, and it comes in different diameters. And basically it's like a long foam tube that you shove down between the top and the wall. You put it so it's about a half inch or a quarter inch below the vanity backsplash, and then you caulk on top of that between the vanity and the wall. And then that will support the bottom of that caulk, and it will be much less likely to crack and pull away. So those are the steps that I would follow. But again, get that bath vented properly. I think you'll be amazed at how fewer cases of mold growth you have as a result.
Thanks so much for joining us here at Team Money Pit. Whatever you are working on, let us give you a hand. Give us a call at 888 Money Pit. Coming up, if you're only using your microwave to heat up leftovers, you might be missing out on some other very handy uses. We've got some great microwave hacks coming up in this edition of My Last Word. That's right, I'm saying it.
That's all coming up next.
Live in a body pit.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868. 1968.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved three offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Reach out to Team Money Pit like Jack did, who writes, "We don't have a closet in our bedroom, and I want to build one, but I'm not sure how large it should be. Are there any rules of thumb for closet size?"
I think it's a balancing act, right? I mean, in older homes, it's not unusual to come across bedrooms without closets. The other option is to use an armoire, which has been used in past eras to store clothes and accessories. And, you know, it's a trend that's somewhat on the rise, along with customizable wardrobes. But even in houses with added wardrobes and armoires, though, closets are never a bad idea, especially from a resale standpoint. But you've got to consider size. I mean, while I've never heard anyone complain about a closet that's too big, you know, closets are going to add value to your home, but not if they reduce the bedroom and the space that's left to the size of a postage stamp. So there's always a trade-off, right?
That is true. All right, now we've got a question from Charles, who writes, "Our master bathroom's window has a crank attached to the window frame. The window's in good shape and the frame is too. My situation is that the crank doesn't operate the window to open or close anymore. It almost feels like it's stripped. Is this something I can fix myself?" This happens all the time, I feel like, with these windows.
It does, and this is how they wear out. Now, that crank, you have to look on the side of it to see if there's a screw that's sort of flush with the surface of the crank that may have loosened up, because that's often how it's attached to the window gear, which is underneath it. But if it is, in fact, stripped, then unfortunately you're in a situation where you're going to have to replace that window. You could try, if you know the manufacturer, you could try to see if the part is still available. But in worst-case scenario, you're going to have to replace that. I did both, Leslie. I actually replaced the cranks on a window in my office because it was an Anderson window, and I was able to identify exactly which window it was and get the replacement parts. But we had kitchen windows where we couldn't do that, and we had to actually replace them.
And sometimes it's just such a simple fix like this that can extend the life of the window. So it's definitely worth looking into.
Well, if you're only using your microwave to heat up leftovers, you may be missing out on some other very handy uses. Leslie has some great microwave hacks in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, I mean, it really is a great way to heat up leftovers and soups and teas, but you can do so much more with your microwave. I mean, first of all, if you've got a sponge in the kitchen that's a little stinky, You can soak that sponge in water and vinegar and zap it for a minute. And you can do the same with a cutting board. If you rub a little lemon on it, heat it for a minute, I mean, you're saying goodbye to all of the germs that have been sitting on there. Now, here's some other fun tips. You can remove labels and stickers from bottles. I mean, it's a great way to just take it off without all of the extra elbow grease. You heat them in the microwave for about 30 seconds. The heat loosens the adhesive, and it makes it way easier to peel that label off. If you've got sore muscles from all of your home improvement projects, you can fill a microwave-safe sock or cloth bag with rice or flaxseed and then microwave it for a minute or two, and that really creates a lovely warm compress that can be used for soothing muscles and your aches and keeping your hands warm. Add some lavender, and it's lovely for your neck if you're trying to take a nap. Dry herbs or flowers can be done quickly if you place them between paper towels and microwave them in short bursts of 20 to 30 seconds. You don't want to do it too much at once because it might over-dry them. So do them in short bursts until they're dry and crisp. And that's a great way to dry those herbs and flowers. And lastly, if you've got a candle holder and you love the container, but there's a little bit of wax left in there or some residue on it, you can put that in the microwave for a minute or two and then just wipe away the extra wax. I mean, so many great things you can do in addition to just having pizza rolls.
And you can do that too.
Yeah. You can have pizza rolls while you do the other stuff.
There you go. Coming up on the next edition of The Money Pit, if your garden is looking like it's had too much sun, one of the best ways to beat the heat is to make sure your plants are well irrigated. And you can do that with micro-irrigation, a system of drip tubing and tiny sprayers that delivers water right where you need it. We'll tell you how that works on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRoxa. Earlier this week, President Trump was indicted a third time, this one handed down by the Biden administration's Justice Department. And it comes at a time the DOJ is trying to fight back against relentless attacks on its own credibility and that of the U.S. election system. Former Harvard Law professor Alan Dershowitz has some thoughts as to the strategies the former president's legal team might consider.
I think they should begin with a change of venue motion to try to get the case out of the most anti-Trump district in all of the United States and away from a very anti-Trump judge.
Dershowitz tells the Salem News Channel the indictment violates freedom of speech.
First Amendment grounds are very important because what this indictment does is it criminalizes political lies. If we ever allow lies by politicians to be politicized, Congress would have to meet in Allenwood Prison instead of in the Capitol, because lies are common. They've been common since the Alien and Sedition Act.
A Texas judge says the state's abortion ban has been proven too restrictive for women with pregnancy complications and must allow exceptions without doctors facing criminal charges.
Friday's ruling is the first to undercut Texas's abortion law since it took effect last year. The decision delivers a major victory to abortion rights supporters who see the case as a potential blueprint to weaken restrictions that Republicans have rushed to implement elsewhere in the U.S. The challenge is believed to be the first in the U.S. by women who were denied abortions after the new bans. The state is expected to seek a swift appeal and has argued that Texas law already allows for exceptions. I'm Norman Hall.
Pakistani police arrested former Prime Minister Imran Khan after a court handed him a 3-year jail sentence for corruption. News and analysis at townhall.com.
To Gorky here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
NASA's Voyager 2 spacecraft is back in contact again.
Flight controllers corrected a mistake that had led to weeks of silence. Hurtling ever deep into interstellar space billions of miles away, Voyager 2 stopped communicating 2 weeks ago. That's because controllers sent the wrong command to the 46-year-old spacecraft and tilted its antenna away from Earth. NASA's Deep Space Network sent a new command in hopes of repointing the antenna. The long shot paid off. On Friday, the spacecraft started returning data again. Voyager 2 was launched in 1977, followed 2 weeks later by its twin Voyager 1. Keith Peters reporting.
News at the gas pumps, not so good. Gasoline prices continue climbing. AAA saying national average now $3.83 a gallon. A week ago, it was $3.73. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. There's no X in Twitter, says SFO.
The San Francisco Department of Building Inspection says it received 24 complaints about the unpermitted structure. The complaints included concerns about the sign's structural safety and illumination. The Elon Musk-owned company, which has been rebranded as X, had removed the Twitter sign, an iconic bluebird logo, from the building earlier.
Jeremy House reporting. John Laurel, one of former President Trump's lawyers, makes the Sunday news show circuit, appearing on all of the shows. Also on ABC's This Week, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, a GOP presidential candidate. CBS's Face the Nation has former Vice President Mike Pence and former Texas Representative Will Hurd, both Republican hopefuls. And on Fox News Sunday, GOP presidential candidate and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie behind the mic. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Riverfront Playhouse presents The Rainmaker, a romantic comedy by N. Richard Nash and directed by Aaron Haney Stewart. A charming con man comes to a drought-stricken town, offering hope for rain and sparking a transformative journey of love and self-discovery for its inhabitants. June 28th through August 13th at the Riverfront Playhouse in downtown. Tickets are available at riverfrontplayhouse.net or enjoy the store Reading. The Rainmaker is sponsored by this station and other pro-arts businesses.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Fox News Radio Studios in Midtown Manhattan, giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. So glad you're here. We come to you from 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan. Let me see. What are we at? I think 10 blocks from the Roosevelt Hotel. And the Roosevelt Hotel is significant because it is now teeming with illegal immigrants. Not the only place it's teeming with illegal immigrants, but I think it's important to know that
that we have a national problem right in New York City, and that is the amount of illegal immigrants in our country that we can't put anywhere, we can't afford to keep, and this is Democratic mayors who have nowhere to go. So I come to you 48th and 6th. Okay, one block from the Row Hotel, which is also overrun with illegal immigrants, a national problem at our border. But I digress. With me in studio is John Levine. Also coming up at the bottom of the hour, Bruce Blakeman. We're going to talk about the serial killer in Nassau County, and then we'll do a simulcast with Stuart Varney. One of the things we're going to talk about is Bidenomics not working according to the Fitch report, which downgraded our credit, and the Wall Street is not reacting positively, predictably. So, John, welcome. Everybody knows you've been covering the Hunter Biden case from the laptop on down.
Thank you.
And, man, this has hit warp speed since, as we everyone focuses on 4 o'clock today, a third indictment for President Trump. What are you focusing on?
Well, there's so many different threads of Hunter Biden to keep track of. Obviously, there's still, this feels like a million years ago, but there's still the plea deal we have to still keep in the back of our minds. His legal team and the Justice Department are negotiating a new plea deal. Obviously, Judge Nareika threw that out in Delaware last week. Feels like a year ago. So that's going to be something to keep an eye on. Obviously, Devin Archer is still is clearly on some kind of a media tour before he reports to prison. Hopefully he'll be able to shed more light on exactly who Hunter Biden was calling when he would call back to D.C. on behalf of Burisma. Obviously, wink, wink, nod, nod, we can kind of surmise who he was calling. You know, who are his connections there? There's really only one connection that matters. I think continuing to mine Devin Archer, and then also the Oversight Committee. I would say they're still talking to business partners. They've been in contact with Eric Schwerin, the CEO of Rosemont Seneca, the investment firm that both Hunter and Devin Archer worked at. He would be another major, major get from a business partner standpoint who could shed much more light on all the activities and Joe Biden's involvement. And I don't know what the current status of him is. He's been working with the Oversight Committee. They keep sort of being like, yeah, we're working with his attorneys. But eventually I'm told he is cooperating. So,
but I think it's important for people who are undecided independents, who have three jobs, three kids, going 100 miles an hour, how much hotter the water's getting and how much is accelerated. It went from the laptops, to it is real.
Yep.
And look at the communication in it. Man, that's pretty damning. And we see some indications of 10% for the big guy. And we see indications of him with an email to his daughter saying, I never will do to you what Pops does to me.
Right.
And that is making me the breadwinner of the family and making me basically pay all the bills, as I paraphrase. And then we have Donald Trump accuse Hunter Biden. You know, we see all this stuff in there. He thinks the whole laptop is real. And he accused him. He says, your son is doing business in China on your behalf. Your son is doing business with the Moscow mayor on your behalf. Your son is on a board in Burisma in Ukraine. You're making money. This is the Biden family. No, it's not. So I want you to listen first. Before we get people all caught up in the minutia of it, in October of 2020, all these facts were out there, but no one acknowledged them. So we know now that as of the last few days, you knew for a while, John, we knew that Hunter Biden made millions of dollars with China. And now if you hear the Devin Archer, his business partner interview, they go to China to really form their company and they come out with millions of dollars that's going to invest in various complex hedge funds around the world, including in Moscow, Ukraine, and Kazakhstan and others. So listen to this exchange in October of 2020, cut 18.
In retrospect, was anything about those relationships inappropriate or unethical?
Nothing was unethical. Here's what the deal. My son has not made money in terms of this thing about what are you talking about? China. I have not had it. The only guy made money from China is this guy. He's the only one. Nobody else has made money from China.
Really? So how wrong is that? He knows it's wrong.
Yeah.
He knows that he just wrote a letter on the cover of the New York Post today, your newspaper, John, that said what? That said, hey, a message from Vice President Biden to Devin Archer. Hey, Devin, sorry I was unable to get away from President Hu of China to talk to you. Congratulations on your business with my son, Hunter Biden.
He was so proud of his son. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. You go back to 2020, again, millions of years ago, and this was Russian disinformation. This was, you can't believe this, Vladimir Putin just handed this over to the New York Post. And now you see Karine Jean-Pierre saying, you know, well, the president was never in business with his son, which, of course, is an update from her earlier statement, which she's never had. He's never had any involvement in his son's overseas business.
Or knowledge.
So the goalposts keep changing in very subtle ways, and they claim they're not changing. It's really, I'm going to use a technical term, it's gaslighting of the American public. And who knows what the goalposts will be in 6 months as we begin to uncover more and more information.
So think about this. Devin Archer says that at least 10 times he called into the middle of business meetings, and he knew he was calling in, and he put him on speakerphone.
Yeah.
Devin Archer admitted that his business was about navigating the regulations and machinations inside Washington, D.C. And the follow-up question was, you're talking about lobbying influence.
The regulatory environment.
That's a great term. And guess who has that access?
Yeah.
Not Jim Biden. Joe Biden.
That's right.
Vice President.
The regulatory environment in the White House, who is my father. Yes,
here's the follow-up in 2020. Cut 19.
What you
None of that
as president,
is true.
He made a fortune in Ukraine, in China, in Moscow,
that is simply
and various
not
other places.
True.
He
my
made
son,
a fortune.
Gentlemen, my son.
And he didn't have a job.
Before I even have you comment, John, because I know you're seeing cut 20.
China ate your lunch, Joe, and no wonder your son goes in and he takes out billions of dollars to manage. He makes millions of dollars. And also, just out of curiosity, the mayor of Moscow's wife gave your son $3.5 million. What did he do to deserve it?
Everything Trump said there was true. It was based on the factual reporting of the New York Post exclusively at that time. Now a lot of other people have gotten into the coverage.
At the time, your Twitter account was suspended.
At the time Trump was saying that, it was only the New York Post covering it. Everything he said was true. Everything we reported was true. Everything President Biden said was false, and that was allowed to stand because the rest of the media environment in this country, and the moderator, Kristen Welker, who's a longtime Democrat, you know, move along, nothing to see here, allowed it to stand. And they basically covered for him, and they didn't want to know. They didn't want to look into this. They just said, well, you know, New York Post, can't trust them, shut it down until after the election. After the election, then maybe we can start to probe some of this stuff, as we have been doing now, but...
Washington Post, referring back to this, knowing the facts that we know now,
right.
Glenn Kessler looked at that, gave him four Pinocchios for lying about all his business. And I put it in front of you. You didn't even see it yet. It's not getting a lot of traction. And I put it in front of you. How significant is the Washington Post basically called the sitting president a liar about what he said to get the job?
I mean, the Washington Post is the House newspaper of Joe Biden and this White House. So it's hugely significant to see this dam breaking. And you're starting to see other dams breaking. You know, something we didn't even talk about. The art buyers. Who's buying Hunter's art?
And who are they?
A major Democratic donor was identified by Business Insider, not previously a news outlet that's been covering this
story. Is that a problem?
Well, I mean, so she buys the art, then she gets appointed to some presidential commission, the same commission that a different business partner was also previously appointed to. Move along, nothing to see here. And then we don't even know. Someone else spent $875,000 on 11 pieces of art. We have no idea who that is. And I hope it's only a Democratic donor and not like a Chinese businessman or something.
Well, who knows?
Who knows?
Hunter Biden's been painting for about a year.
Right.
And he's walking away with multi-million dollars.
Yeah.
Also, you know what increases him? If you hang it in the White House for a week, it now increases the figure. Do you know what he gave his baby mama? His art. Even though it sucks, he knows someone's going to buy it for a lot of money and have a rich person do the same.
It's probably a good deal. If I was the baby mama, I'd take it. That's going to sell really well.
Unless he gets outed. And this becomes apparent. And the people that buy them know that their name is going to be front and center.
That'll ruin the scheme. The whole scheme falls apart if the buyers get outed. Because then who wants to go through this? So, the scheme rests on people not being outed. So
I want you to hear this. Cut 21.
Did Bruce pay him $183,000 a month with no experience in energy?
My son did nothing wrong at Burisma.
I think he did.
Mr. President,
the only guy that
let him answer.
He doesn't want to let me answer because he knows I have the truth. His position has been totally, thoroughly discredited.
By who?
Then you know what he said next? 51 Intel experts.
51 Intel experts.
Yeah.
And that's a whole other side show of this, because his campaign instigated the meeting with the Intel experts, Mike Morrell, and the people that signed that letter to get that letter going so Biden could use it as a talking point. They were in cahoots. This is going to matter. If Joe Biden was a one-term lame duck, I'm not running again, I'm going to call it quits. You and I might be like, well, this is all terrible, but he's going to retire in 2 years. But he's running for re-election, and this is going to be a major, major, major campaign issue because he's going to have to go in front of the American people and answer Glenn Kessler and his other sort of propagandists who are now turning on him and saying, why did you lie to the American public? Why did you obfuscate and dissimulate about your son? And the media didn't have the story at the time, but you certainly did. And why weren't you straight with the American people?
John Levine, who's been leading the coverage for the New York Post along with Miranda Devine, is here in studio as everything he's been saying for the past 2 years is coming together with the people who were players not named Biden but about Biden. And I've always said it's not about addiction, it's not about loving hookers or porn stars, it's not about all that stuff. It's about how it links to the family business and how it affects his foreign policy.
All right. And they're very insidious, the Bidens. They're going to try to make this about porn stars and drug addiction. Biden is going to go on TV.
So is Democrats. I've been watching other channels.
Yeah, this is
his
strategy.
He loves his son.
He loves his son. He had a drug problem. Like many Americans, he had a drug problem, and he got into a little trouble, but I love my son. That's what they're going to try, and then the Republicans are being mean. They're bullying my poor son with a drug problem. They're going to try. They're banking on the whole thing being too complicated for Americans to understand, and it's just going to be mean Republicans making fun of my son who was a drug addict.
And I hope it is for his sake, former, but when there's coke in the White House and you have a cokehead as a son.
Who brought the coke?
Right.
No
one cares.
And it's like there's a cokehead in the White House, and we find coke in the White House. Was he drug tested? And they won't even answer it, and the media won't ask it. And you are called irresponsible. Karine Jean-Pierre will call you irresponsible for asking that question. She called our reporter irresponsible.
All right. If you're Tony Bobulinski, the only person probably more frustrated than New York Post full-time employees, Tony Bobulinski, because he told you all this 2 years ago. Look, he had a press conference, and no one wrote what he said.
No one
asked to be an interview. He said, Jake Tapper, call me.
Yeah. He was a guy who worked with Hunter Biden in these business arrangements.
Met with Joe.
Beverly Hills. And he just said what he knew. I mean, he had everything to lose by coming forward. I wouldn't say that his life is dramatically improved. He's not selling a book or anything. And he said what he knew, and everything he said was true. And now we have, obviously, a second business partner coming forward in Devin Archer, also validating many of the same claims that Tony Bobulinski made.
I don't know what your research shows, but I was off until yesterday. And Devin Archer in that 2018 exchange seems to be very tight with Hunter Biden. And I thought to myself, how forthcoming would he be on Monday? Do you know if that relationship still exists? Because judging by the charges he'd be convicted of, Devin Archer's a pretty bad guy.
Well, right. Like, Devin Archer is not...
But he's taking money from Indian tribes?
Yeah, he
losing millions of people?
He defrauded Native American tribes, and now he's got to do a year in prison for that. He's not a great person here, and I think it underscores the fact that Hunter Biden associated with very shady people who were very free to commit crimes of their own. But, you know, Devin Archer has a story to tell, and I think I don't know what his long-term end game here is, but I think certainly he doesn't have a relationship with Hunter anymore, especially not after Monday.
Right, but he didn't come out and say Joe's influence allowed this business to exist. Joe got 20%. He didn't do that. He said, no doubt about it, the Biden family brand allowed us to be successful and get access to these countries.
Well, he said Hunter would call back to D.C., but what is D.C.? Like that, we didn't really get an elaboration of that. But that could mean it's a wink, wink, nod, nod. We know what D.C. – if Hunter's calling D.C., right. who does Hunter call in D.C. when he needs something?
What a knucklehead. The Vice President of the United States is meeting with the President Hu of China and is apologizing to a 30-year-old business partner of his drug-addled son for not being able to get away from the President of China.
Right.
You should live for that moment. Can you focus on the country for a second?
Right. No, it just shows you where his priorities were at that. And that was what, 2011?
2011.
Yeah, it just shows you. This goes back a long, long, long time. And it just shows you where his priorities were. And again, so when he's on the debate stage just totally BSing about this, there was no involvement with any of this. He knew all of these people. And remember, he met with business partners in the White House. This business about like, well, we've finally proven that he was involved in the business. We've known this for years.
Right.
We've been talking about this for years. Some other people, if Johnny Come Latelys, have finally started to come around to it. The New York Times published such a damning statement, buried, of course, in one of their articles. It's long been known that Joe Biden had involvement with Hunter's business associates. They buried that.
I did not know. This is the first time I'm hearing this.
I will send you that when we're off. And it was buried, like, you know, paragraph 21, like all the best stuff at the Times gets buried when they have to do it. And it's an insane revelation, because I'm sure that came as a shock to a lot of Times readers who've been told by that newspaper and the other sort of Bermuda news triangle that they all live in, that there was no connection. It was right-wing myth. It was a lie from the lips of Vladimir Putin.
Right. John Levine, I can imagine how frustrating you are, but yet heartened that this is finally accelerating at warp speed.
Yes, I'm tired of being right.
Okay, Mr. Trump, thank you very much. I'm tired of winning. All right, John Levine, thanks so much. New York Post, pick up the Post, they're always ahead of the curve. When we come back, I'll take your calls. And also, Bruce Blakeman at the back of the hour, Nassau County executive. If the Republicans cannot hold on to their seats, they cannot hold on to the House. He is one of the most powerful Republicans in New York. We'll talk to him next. Also, about the serial killer on Long Island. How many more bodies are they hunting for in Massapequa? Don't move.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Paid for by Government.com. Have you heard? Morgan's silver dollars are back for 2023. For the 100th anniversary, the U.S. Mint released the first legal tender Morgan's in 100 years. They sold out instantly. Now, Morgan's silver dollars are back in 2023, minted in 99.9% pure silver, but only 275,000 coins were minted, and they will go fast. The entire market and experts agree this is a big deal and an amazing opportunity for both coin and silver buyers. Just call 1-800-509-6468, and you are guaranteed a 2023 brand new uncirculated 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. But with limited quantities, you must call now. To learn more, call 1-800-509-6468. Plus, you'll receive a free bonus Patriots pack, new and improved, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-509-6468 now to secure your new 2023 Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-509-6468.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
If you are 65 or older, you know this. Watching your hard-earned dollars fly out the window on health care costs is so frustrating. But here's some great news. If you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing, a program out there can really help you with your medical bills, and it's worth taking a minute to look into. MediShare 65 Plus. It's not insurance. Members actually say it's better. It's a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith and where people encourage and pray for you. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. You choose any Medicare provider, and you get telehealth access anytime you need it. And this is great too. Unlike health insurance, you can lock in one low monthly price for up to 10 years. So don't get stuck with increasing costs. Call MediShare 65 Plus and find out how much you can save. Call 888-SHARE-89. That's 888-SHARE-89. 888-SHARE-89.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
The kindness of strangers helping a small business owner in New York State makes today's Dean's List. James Porter owns and operates a lawn maintenance company. Despite having issues with his eyesight, he still does the job towing a lawnmower and all the equipment you need to do the job. James doesn't have a driver's license and walks to all of his customers while transporting the tools he needs with a hand-pulled trailer. It's been fine up until the moment his trailer broke down. A stranger named Paul Koning found out about James's predicament and stepped in to help. He says what stuck out to him when it comes to James is that he's doing a really tough job as it is, and towing a lawnmower, weed whacker, and everything else shows he's a very dedicated and hard worker. That needs to be rewarded. Paul also shared a photo of James on Facebook in hopes of getting him more customers in the area. James Porter, you made today's Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1986.
Despite our repeated warnings, Gaddafi continued his reckless policy of intimidation, his relentless pursuit of terror. He counted on America to be passive. He counted wrong.
Engine throttling up, 3 engines now at 104%. Challenger, go with throttle up. Challenger, go with throttle up.
Flight controllers here looking very carefully at the situation. Obviously a major malfunction.
Exhibit to Minister
SSSR.
An official announcement from the Council of Ministers. There has been an accident at the Chernobyl Atomic Power Station.
Clearly, this disease, which strikes men and women, children and adults, people of all races, must be stopped. It is estimated that 1.5 million people are now infected with the AIDS virus.
The United States has not swapped boatloads of plane loads of American weapons for the return of American hostages, and we will not.
News as it happened. News as it happened.
This is Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. Eli Lilly's experimental drug donanemab slowed the progression of Alzheimer's disease by as much as 60% in patients taking part in a clinical trial. The patients were all in the earliest stages of the disease. Researchers say overall the drug slowed Alzheimer's progression by about 35% in those taking the drug, but that jumped to 60% for those in the early stages of the disease. The results suggest this drug could be at least as effective as Leqembi, which was recently approved by the FDA. Experts are quick to point out that donanemab is not a cure for Alzheimer's, and its benefits amount to only about a 7-month delay in the loss of memory and thinking. The study also showed brain swelling occurred in more than 40% of patients with a genetic predisposition for Alzheimer's, and the deaths of 3 trial patients were linked to the treatment. The company is submitting its results to the FDA. They expect a decision about the drug by year's end. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
What happened in the last 48 hours? There's no way to sugarcoat this. It's bad news. It's basically a rating agency saying your faith in the American government to pay you back has been diminished from a triple A to a double A. And that has nothing to do with any one event. It's just a long-term grind on debt being issued by the company, regardless of politics at all, and the propensity to pay it back.
So if that of course, is Kevin O'Leary of Shark Tank, a great businessman in his own right, talking about the Fitch Group actually downgrading U.S. debt. So what's the big deal? Who's Fitch and why does it matter? Well, we have basically the highest debt since we've had since World War II, and we're not in a world war. Some of this is not our fault. 2008 collapse, not your fault, not my fault. Printed money to bring it back. Had a whole, we know how the TARP and all everything, how that worked out. And then we have a situation where the pandemic hit and we printed a lot of money. So now we have $31 trillion in debt. And they looked at that and they said, we're going to downgrade you from AAA to AA+. And the Wall Street has reacted. We've lost 141 points in the big picture. And we are the world's number one currency. And people lose faith in that. We don't have the currency anymore. The CBO projected the debt would reach 107% of the nation's GDP by 2029. Which means, as a country, we have to go in on entitlements. Entitlements. Medicare, 10 years. Social Security, 10 years. That's going to contract unless we do something. But spending more is not going to do it. Do we have the political courage to do it? Republicans and Democrats coming together. Something like this could help. But instead, the administration blames Donald Trump. Now, the insurrection didn't help, but this is not Trump's fault.
What's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my 3 amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt.
My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Experience Mexican food at its finest at Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading, featuring delicious breakfast burritos with your choice of sausage, ham, bacon, potatoes, steak, and machaca. Also, al pastor, a traditional Mexican dish filled with seasoned roast pork and toppings. They also offer fish tacos, shrimp tacos, vegetarian tacos, rolled supreme tacos, chicken or beef burritos, quesadillas, taco salads, carne asada, and more. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street is open for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m., and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout. That's 530-605-0724. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Summer travel is tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or pollen, sap and baked in grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
To your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Well, it's crazy because there's not too many of these coal fire ovens in New York City. And by the way, John's a Bleeker, which you're showing right there, one of my favorite basically in New York. They're the best of the best. We got a lot of problems in New York City. There's trash, there's crime. We saw the thing on the immigrants earlier. You got private jets. You got, you name it. Pizza is probably the last thing on the list that people should be worried about right now.
Right?
To me, it was nuts. And like, Dave, if you fix everything else, then worry about the pizza.
That's Dave Portnoy from Barstool. Famously, he's got his pizza contest where he tastes all the pizza and tells you what's good or not. And he's just upset, like many people are, to get rid of coal-fired pizzas as if that's a priority in our country. But it is in very green-oriented New York City. How does Chef Andrew Gruhl feel about that? Founder of American Gravy Concept and a very successful entrepreneur in his own right, and goes to bat for the industry that he dominates as a celebrity chef. Andrew, welcome back. Well, welcome, I should say.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
What was your reflections on this whole coal fire pizza thing and what Dave Portnoy said?
Well, first, when I heard about this, I thought it was parody. I honestly thought this was like a Babylon Bee headline. And then when I looked into it and I realized it was real, I agree with Dave, obviously. I mean, he's the pizza king. And as somebody who actually owns a pizza shop in California that was forced to go electric, I understand the perils and the tribulations of trying to create a good pizza off of essentially a glorified microwave.
What do you say to people who all of a sudden pizza guys don't have a huge margin of profit? Now they got to go invest in a new oven and a new vent. And that's a big project.
Yeah. Well, from a financial perspective, this actually is a game changer in the sense that it'll knock out most of the small independent artisanal pizza shops. People say, you know, online, of course, this became a huge fight and, it was divisive. Oh, it's only just a little contraption you got to add onto your pizza oven. We're talking $25,000 to $30,000. But to really have them stick it to all the pizza shop owners, you have to pay for the inspector to come and tell you what you need to do with your pizza shop. $25,000 to $30,000 plus paying the inspector and then ultimately upkeeping this new equipment, that's going to put anybody out of business.
Right. No question. And just think, this is the same city that just fanned out with inspectors. If they found someone in the kitchen with a mask below their nose, $5,000, $5,000, $2,000, everyone was sitting there paranoid. Finally, I talked to a few owners, said, you know, my guys are working hard. You know how sweaty that is. You do this for a living, how hard it is. They're grinding it out. Their mask is down. They get fined. Some of the owners say, hey, listen, you're going to have to pay it yourself now. I mean, the city became an enemy of the restaurant business.
It did. And I've been saying this for years.
And in California, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, look, you know, they're kind of brothers in arms there. I've been saying this for years. Restaurant owners are the enemy of the state. And here's why. They hate entrepreneurs because they want the state to run all independent businesses. And restaurants are the way in which people become entrepreneurs typically, right? How many times you talk to someone, well, I think I want to open a restaurant. Well, I tell everyone it's crazy. That's kind of the gateway into becoming an entrepreneur. So they got to make you the enemy, and they got to make sure that you don't start trying to do your own thing and become independent, because if you do, then you are trouble.
Which, when people talk about cutting regulation, people think big stories. They're really smaller stories, because a small business, the delis, if you start hitting them with all these regulations, the margins are so small that you drive them out of business. And a lot of this green technology, this green push, is taking aim at you guys.
Of course. And let's look at what's going to happen is that if you take out these small guys, these spaces aren't going to be retrofitted into direct retail. They're still going to be restaurants, and they're going to be outfitted and permitted as restaurants. Well, who's going to come in? It's these large guys that are coming in. The large guys that are effectively merging with the government, you know, the 500-plus unit chains who are effectively, you know, turning food into plastic, and then they're just going to take over everything. And the government loves that because they merge with them. And really, I mean, that by its own definition is fascism. And you've got a few people that merge with the government and run our entire food system as opposed to all these independent entrepreneurs. It's the independent entrepreneurs who create the jobs, right, who become the family of their local community. This goes beyond just the food and the business. It goes into the actual community and the fabric of that community, which is food.
Absolutely. I want you to hear, too, it's not just going into restaurants and blowing up pizza kitchens. They're blowing up your kitchen. They want you to go to electric, and soon they're going to come for the restaurants. I don't know how you do it without gas ovens. Here's the press secretary being asked that question about the appliance crackdown.
So from this administration, we've seen them go after gas stoves, air conditioning units with regulation, refrigerators, washing machines, dishwashers, now water heaters. How many more home appliances will Americans eventually have to replace then because of regulation?
So just to be clear, when it comes to water heaters, and it is proposed what has been put forward, and if it is enacted, it would not take it into effect until 2029. So let's not forget that. So we want to make sure that we have the facts out there. And if and when it is enacted, it's going to help consumers save about $11 billion a year. That's what the president wants to do.
Feel better?
No, because the way she wiggles and kind of wanders through that makes it as if it's going to be something way in the future and this is good for the climate. If they enact this, the changes are going to be made today, right? Because the industry has to start to make those changes. So even though it's coming, it's still going to be forced down our throats, and it's going to cost a ton of money because they'll start removing the products from the supply chain that we can still use today because they know that the change is coming. And those new products, policy doesn't necessarily kind of match with culture here. So they're pushing culture. And policy doesn't – the products aren't there. So they're going to be incredibly expensive right off the bat. Needless to say, what she's talking about right there is going to cost the manufacturers $600, I think, to $700 million is what they estimate in order to make these changes.
Andrew Gruhl, our guest, celebrity chef and founder of Slapfish. When you start your restaurant in 2012, what do you learn about business that really educated you to the point where you wanted to get your message out to the social media?
Well, for me, it was my first foray into understanding the strong arm of the government, right? Little things that I thought were somewhat insignificant or decisions that I could make myself, especially in California, the government had to make for me. They were inefficient, and it cost 5 to 10 times more money. And in the long run, it either was scrapped as a government program or it didn't actually meet the ends that the goal of the government program. It was just jobs. So I realized that the number one enemy in the very beginning of running my own business was ultimately going to be, especially in California, the state government. But now we're seeing this kind of, federal contraption that's distilling down into state governments that's controlling our lives.
Can you give me an idea of some of the regulations?
Yeah, so I was about to open up my business. We were bootstrapped. It was like $130,000 to open up my first brick and mortar. Friends and family, $5,000 here and there. And right before I open up, they come in, the inspector, and says, well, you're going to need an underground grease trap, even though we were grandfathered in. And even though it's coming in a year or so, before you open, you need to put this in today. $25,000 one day before I opened and marketed my business. I ended up having to take out a million high interest loans, which if I wasn't scrappy enough would have put me out of business. And I ultimately paid it off and kind of, fought the force. But that's just one example where they come in and arbitrarily tell you, you have to do this because the policy is changing and it's going to cost you this incredibly excessive amount of money.
Who sends that? Like, how does that attitude drip down to the inspector that walks into Andrew Gruhl's restaurant?
Well,
where does that come from?
That's a great question. The overall attitude, I think, from the street-level inspector isn't necessarily we want to screw the small guy. Instead, it's more along the lines of I need to – job security, right? It's the bureaucracy. It's the system. I need to be able to come back and reinspect. We know that we need more money coming in. We want these programs to get bigger, not smaller, so that we can grow the size of the government, even on a local, basis. And the more regulations that we create, then the more boxes they have to check and the more work that they have to – kind of complete.
You might have trouble doing it now, not now that you have established a success, but establishing yourself. When you look at the interest rates happening right now and inflation, people say, well, it's going down. It's not a problem. I was seeing some of your Twitter feed. You think it's still a problem?
It's a massive problem because there's no cash available for small business owners. They all talk about how, oh, we're creating these, these government-backed loans that are going to be available. That's not true. The only way you can get any of these loans as a small business owner, even outside the restaurant industry, is if you already have cash and capital. SBA to me is a joke. You can't get cash and capital unless you're already connected. So it's a rich man's game. You've either got to be have a ton of grit and figure out how to get through the system, which not that many people do, especially when they see the bureaucracy coming after them because it's scary, or you've got to be able to have, deeply funded partners.
Well, and right now you were able to not only survive, but in California, what made you a survivor in the pandemic? And then you started a program to help others.
Yeah, well, it's about the community, right? So you got to bring the community together. And the government talks about, how much they help, but they really don't. So it was during the pandemic that we realized so many people were out jobs, restaurant workers specifically. The government wasn't doing anything to help. Yeah, you can have unemployment, but since they misappropriated $60 billion in unemployment funds, sorry, you'll get it in 6 months. So that's when we pulled a fund together, and we actually raised over $500,000 to help independent restaurant workers get money to get them to the next step. And the power of community was so strong that that was almost inspiring. There was a synergy that existed, and that's what kind of gave our business, the wind behind the sails to continue moving forward and pull people together.
Right. Do you get the sense that the American people want to eat out to eat more than ever because it was denied them for a couple of years?
Yeah. I mean, there's always the you want what you can't have, but also I think it's the community element. People want to get together. They want to just mingle in a community setting. It's that kind of town hall effect, and they want to go out to eat. We were stuck in our homes for so long. People just want to get out and enjoy something. It's not even necessarily about the food itself. It's about the experience. And, food is culture and food is unity.
Yeah, I always felt that way, too. I don't mean to hurt your feelings, but if the food's just good, I like the feel of a restaurant. Yeah. More than people say, well, if the restaurant looks like crap, but the food's fantastic, I'm like, okay. You know, I'm not food-oriented that in that way. You probably are.
Well, I am in the sense that I know I need to create a quality product and support really good local farmers and food producers, but also I do understand that you need
to create
an
experience. Like, I don't want to see paneling. I don't want to see the kitchen.
No. I mean, look, if you've got phenomenal food, then that's always going to be an added bonus. But service drives it more than food, I hate to say. You can have, you know, mediocre food and great service, and people are going to come back. You can have phenomenal food and bad service, and people aren't going to come back.
Andrew Gould, stick around, okay? Because you're also going to be on this weekend on One Nation, because I think it's so important when people talk about the big numbers and unemployment and GDP. That's for the economists. But you're somebody who is really the American economy. Back in a moment.
Want even more, Brian? Download the podcast at BrianKilmeadShow.com. Every episode, exclusive interviews on demand. More of Kilmeade coming up.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
If you are 65 or older, you know this. Watching your hard-earned dollars fly out the window on health care costs is so frustrating. But here's some great news. If you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing, a program out there can really help you with your medical bills, and it's worth taking a minute to look into. MediShare 65 Plus. It's not insurance. Members actually say it's better. It's a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith and where people encourage and pray for you. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. You choose any Medicare provider, and you get telehealth access anytime you need it. And this is great, too. Unlike health insurance, you can lock in one low monthly price for up to 10 years. So don't get stuck with increasing costs. Call MediShare 65 Plus and find out how much you can save. Call 888-SHARE-89. That's 888-SHARE-89. 888-SHARE-89.
To your left, our new exhibit, Monarchs of Springfield. And right here, we have our empty tour guide stand.
The last time Bryn hired someone is ancient history.
Sir, excuse me, that's not part of the exhibit.
They need tour guides who know the museum ropes.
Hey, kid, you like wearing khakis? I got a job for you.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
I'm Gianna DeLosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. It's a sex scandal that could see hundreds of cases overturned. A man who beat a 94-year-old woman to death while high on meth now has his murder conviction overturned after a sexual relationship between the presiding judge, Timothy Henderson, and an unidentified prosecutor in the case surfaced. In a 3-2 decision, the Oklahoma Court of Criminal Appeals ordered a new trial for Robert Leon Hashhagen III, who was sentenced to life in prison after a first-degree murder conviction. The relationship between Henderson and the prosecutor ended before that trial began in 2021, but another judge ruled there still could be potential bias. Henderson resigned in March of 2021 after three female attorneys came forward with sexual misconduct allegations. Henderson says any sexual involvement was consensual, but he presided over a number of high-profile criminal trials, and Hashhagen's case could result in hundreds of others getting a second look. There's more on this story at FoxNews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with the Fox Celebrity Profile with Ty Simpkins and Sinclair Daniel of the new horror movie franchise continuation, Insidious: The Red Door. Simpkins spoke about the perks of working with his on-screen father, star Patrick Wilson, behind the camera as well as the director of this one.
Patrick's played, including this film, my dad in a movie 4 times, starting when I was 3 years old, before the Insidious franchise. And I think that my best performances come out of when a director and an actor have a very trusting, close relationship and are able to communicate what the director wants and what the actor thinks.
Daniel admits it was nerve-wracking at first joining this hit franchise.
It was
scary. At first, I mean, like I said, I'm a fan of these movies, and I have been since the beginning. So all these people that I used to watch on my screen are now in front of me, and I have to act off of them.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Chef Andrew Gruhl is with us, founder of the American Gravy Concepts. You can follow him at Chef Gruhl, I should say. So, Andrew, during the pandemic, you were very outspoken. And you have any? Tell me what you did.
Yeah, so once Newsom started breaking all of his own rules and shutting restaurants down, but then keeping his restaurants open, I just had enough. And I had always kind of remained a little bit on the sidelines politically, and I just started speaking out. And, you know, it went viral, and I started getting absolutely crushed by both customers and, you know, some of my contemporaries in the restaurant industry, but furthermore, even the media, and I became a target. What was really interesting about it is that when I made my real statement about Newsom and that thing blew up, about 8 days later, I got served an investigation by the labor commissioner in California on all of my companies that didn't even have employees. And, you know, they wrap you up in the red tape. There was nothing that was triggering it. There was no evidence of any wrongdoing. We've always been a phenomenal
weaponizing
employer.
Government against
yep,
you.
Yep. It cost us, I want to say, $70,000 to $80,000 just to – I don't want to say fight it because it was in an investigation stage. And do you know when it went away, when we stopped hearing anything from the kind of commissioner's agent, was the minute that the Newsom recall was approved to go on the ballot, poof, everything just slowly disappeared.
Why do you think that is?
I think because he just didn't feel like dealing with any of the backlash because I was making noise about it. And what I think is really funny is he did an interview with Jen Psaki probably 3 or 4 months ago, and he talked about how everybody in his office tells him that he needs to stop watching Fox News. It's an obsession, right? And he watches it 24/7. Well, I was on 24/7 talking about my viral video going off on Newsom, so I knew then and there he'd seen it, right? It's way too coincidental that – no joke, less than, you know, a week after I go off, this massive investigation is served, and there was no predicate to it, right? It wasn't as if there was a complaint that they were following up on. They wouldn't give us any information. We had to take it to a superior court to try and get to the bottom of it.
So you do that in California, outside Orange County and a few others. That's gutsy, right? Because you had to speak your mind.
Yep.
But a lot of these people are way to the left and took that personal. So they start staying away from your restaurant?
Yeah, but I'll tell you what.
Then again, you were shut down.
Our sales went up, you know, 500%.
They did.
The minute I started speaking out, I had people calling up with a credit card number saying, just ring in $1,000. We just want to support you. It was unbelievable, the support that we've gotten. And, you know, we talk about this parallel
but
economy.
But you still had to pay a ton of legal fees.
Yeah, we did. I mean, those legal fees just buried myself, my family. We had just had a new baby. My wife was freaking out. She was named on all the documents. It was subpoenaing all of our personal bank accounts, all the business
stress
bank accounts.
Stress your relationship?
I mean, you know, just having a new baby stresses it.
I know. But can you imagine that sitting around going, oh, did you really have to say that? Now yeah. Look at this. And
even fortunately, she's a fighter like I am. So she was actually saying, go deeper, dig harder.
That's awesome. So that happens. But what is it going to tell you what kind of politician he is? Revengeful? Do we really need another vengeful politician out there? You don't agree with me? I'll have to maybe force you to sell your company.
Yeah. It's not just that. I mean, We did end up selling the company, and then we restarted a new concept here in Orange County, and I'll tell you.
What'd you do?
So it's Calico Fish House. We've got a full-service restaurant and bar now. You know, what was interesting was getting that liquor license approved. About 8 months longer than it takes anybody else. Even our attorneys were like, wow, this is absolutely unbelievable. But they approved it, so.
So I saw the weaponization of the government, as I mentioned last segment, in that they were just killing these restaurants that opened up. Oh, there's not 6 feet apart. You have too many people at tables. You're staying open too late. Or, you know, people walking around without masks. You can sit down without a mask. You got to get up without a mask. I saw them, inspectors, while I was there, two separate times, walk right past the hostess, go right to the kitchen to try to stop a cook with a mask down. $5,000. Really? You kept them closed for a year and a half. You're making them fill up half the restaurant, and now you fine them. What kind of attitude is that?
Well, the thing is that it's all being forgotten about. And that is indicative, and it's emblematic of the way in which they're going to govern moving forward.
Well, he goes to the French Laundry.
Of course. And I think people forget about that, and that's what's crazy. But also the element there is that you're talking about government inspectors. What I saw even worse was the way in which they deputized citizens to basically do the same thing. These COVID fanatics who would sit outside my restaurant, take photos of me talking to guests without a mask on, and post them up on every single social site. The social contagion that's connected to the way in which they try and deputize people to turn on their neighbors, that's a scary thing because now you got millions of people.
Listen, I saw it, especially in a very blue state, in like Los Angeles. I could just imagine people walking around screaming at other people for not wearing a mask outside. Now what we know about wearing a mask outside, having kids play soccer and baseball with masks on. Remember this crap that was going on?
Yeah, and look, it's not completely underground. It's still happening. That's the scary part because it's become a culture.
I want to ask you about something else they're doing. They're trying to convert toilet water and purify it and put it back in the system. Are you okay with that?
No, because I don't trust the people that are doing it. I don't trust government. I don't trust a lot of these large utility companies. We've already seen how many mishaps do we hear about? I mean, over and over and over again, and it's kind of like the whoops. So for us to question that, whether it's that, whether it's cultured, cell cultured chicken, all these things that are getting approved on the fly, when intellectually you're like, this doesn't make sense. Do I want to drink toilet water?
Yeah, meat made in a laboratory? Don't think so. Real quick, tipping. What's going on with the tipping craze? I buy a smoothie, they want a tip. I buy a salad, they want a tip. When should you tip?
Well, I mean, that's up to you. I think you tip on service, right? You shouldn't feel obligated to tip. You got to be able to do something to tip. But it's also a great incentive element. I don't think we get rid of tipping because it incentivizes people.
I was a waiter for a long time. I lived on tips. I made $2.35 an hour.
It's now the obligatory tip. That's the problem. And furthermore, what all these new IRS agents have done is that they're going back in and they're auditing all these tips because the tips now go through the credit cards. The credit card companies report the tips to the IRS. So a lot of people don't realize is that with these tips, the employee pays taxes on the tips and the business pays payroll taxes on it as well.
I'm going to bring this up on television over the weekend, but everyone, tip in cash.
Tip in cash.
Right? Give the waiter a break. They're not millionaires. They're just working hard for a living. Thanks so much. Andrew Gruhl, thank you very much. And we can follow him at Chef Gruhl. And I'll see you Saturday at 8 o'clock.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Paid for by government.com. Have you heard? Morgan silver dollars are back for 2023. For the 100th anniversary, the U.S. Mint released the first legal tender Morgans in 100 years. They sold out instantly. Now, Morgan silver dollars are back in 2023, minted in 99.9% pure silver, but only 275,000 coins were minted, and they will go fast. The entire market and experts agree this is a big deal and an amazing opportunity for both coin and silver buyers. Just call 1-800-509-6468 and you are guaranteed a 2023 brand new uncirculated 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. But with limited quantities, you must call now. To learn more, call 1-800-509-6468. Plus, you'll receive a free bonus Patriots pack, new and improved, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-509-6468 now to secure your new 2023 Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-509-6468.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour.
MidtownHall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A pair of Florida police officers critically injured during a traffic stop.
Orlando's police chief, Eric Smith, says it happened late Friday night when the officer stopped a vehicle as part of an investigation into a homicide in southern Florida. He says the two officers were shot by a suspect inside that car, who then carjacked another vehicle and got away. At one point, authorities were focusing their search for the suspect near an outlet mall in the city's tourism district, warning people in the area to expect traffic delays and urging others to stay away. I'm Jackie Quinn.
John Laurel, one of former President Trump's lawyers, makes the Sunday news show circuit with all of the shows. Also, the Republican presidential hopefuls being on microphone. ABC's This Week welcomes North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum. CBS's Face the Nation has former Vice President Mike Pence and former Texas Representative Will Hurd. And on Fox News Sunday, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. A Russian tanker in the Black Sea near Crimea hit by Ukrainian drones, the BBC's Ben Lowings reports.
The ship was struck in the Kerch Strait between Russia and the occupied Crimean Peninsula. It led to a brief suspension of traffic on the road and rail bridge over the strait. The tanker suffered limited damage but lost engine power. No fuel was spilt. Several members of the vessel's 11-strong crew were reportedly wounded by broken glass. Two tugboats have arrived on the scene to assist. The tanker is reportedly subject to U.S. sanctions for supplying jet fuel to Russian forces in Syria.
The strike was the second sea attack involving drones in a day after Ukraine said it also struck a major Russian port earlier on Friday. More at townhall.com.
When you take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
The skipper of a boat that crashed in the waters off Italy, killing a New York publishing executive, is facing a manslaughter probe. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the report.
A prosecutor in southern Italy says the boat crash that killed the American off the Amalfi Coast is being investigated as a case of possible manslaughter. Salerno chief prosecutor Giuseppe Borelli has told reporters the skipper of the motorboat that slammed into a chartered sailboat has been questioned already in the crash on Thursday afternoon. New York publishing executive Adrienne Vaughan died and her husband and the skipper were injured. Borelli adds the skipper has undergone blood tests to determine alcohol and drug levels. He indicated more study was needed to see if those levels affected the skipper's ability to pilot the boat. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. State legislatures are rushing to get a handle on artificial intelligence.
Many are focusing on their own state governments before imposing restrictions on the private sector. Legislators seeking ways to protect constituents while not hindering cutting-edge advancements in medicine, science, and more. Connecticut will inventory all of its government systems using AI. Legislatures in Texas, North Dakota, West Virginia, and Puerto Rico have created advisory bodies to study and monitor AI systems their agencies are using. Jason Walker reporting.
British Columbia's port workers voted 75% in favor of a contract offer, ending weeks of a job action that stopped billions of dollars worth of goods from being shipped in Canada. The dispute shut down ports on the West Coast for nearly 2 weeks and spurred several business groups and political leaders to call for back-to-work legislation. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $800 on qualifying implements. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
News radio studios in Midtown Manhattan. It's the fastest growing radio talk show. Brian Kilmeade.
So glad you're here. I'm at 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan, but I'm heard around the country, around the world. We have our sights firmly set on the rest of the country, not just New York City, which is overrun by illegal immigrants, crime, and poor leadership. The governor, one of the worst in history, totally over her head, and a mayor who loves to talk, dress in nice suits, and work out and go out to eat, says stuff without thinking, has totally been abandoned by Washington, D.C., and Joe Biden, who he claims to be a Bidenite. Well, Joe Biden has given you the Heisman. We'll discuss that. We also know locally the Suffolk County District Attorney will have a press conference today, evidently with the serial killer that was found in my town of Massapequa, New York. They found belts around one of the victims with the initials. And it could lead to the fourth victim and so much more. So we'll cover all that as well as talk to Brett Tolman about what took place yesterday, the president's legal hurdles and more. Ed Rollins is standing by, one of the best political consultants in the history of this country. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Today we got additional evidence of Bidenomics is working.
All of this is part of our blueprint together for what America can be.
Now, with Bidenomics in action and some of our investments playing out, we are starting to see some results.
Yeah, there we go. Bidenomics playing out. Tell it to the American people who give him a very low mark on the economy. We added just 187,000 jobs, lowest in about 2 years, lower than 209,000. We'll discuss the American mood and why the president still wants to run his economy.
Number two.
This is a very sad day for America. This is a persecution of a political opponent. So if you can't beat him, you persecute him or you prosecute him.
Strike three, but far from out. A third indictment for Trump. The details for the big for the third day and the big charges. His legal schedule now, how it affects the field, why he is stronger than ever, according to the polls. Even his critics are astounded.
Number one.
Because as Archer explains, the business of Washington is access. And if you're the son of the vice president, you have the highest access. And the business was being the guy who knows people, the guy who, if your clients have a problem, they know the right person to refer it to.
Archer on target as the Biden buddy confirmed so much long suspected about the Hunter Biden business being all about Joe's influence. We have Joe's emerging role as VP and how it brought them millions of dollars, much of which we do not know where it is and how they might be affecting national foreign policy. Ed Rollins is with us now. GOP consultant, former assistant to President Reagan, managed his reelection campaign. He's also a senior presidential fellow at Hofstra and a member of the Political Consultants Hall of Fame. And he's in my personal Hall of Fame. Ed, welcome back.
Thank you. It's nice to be with you. How are you, pal?
I'm doing great. How are you feeling?
Pretty good. Pretty good. You know, I'm an old man, but I'm still going strong.
You are, because that's a boxing background. Ed, when you heard, I know you've seen people like you could say, oh, I've seen it all or reminds me of. As you watch the president be indicted for a third time, you can honestly say, I believe you've never seen anything like this. What about the response so far and what it means for the rest of the field?
It is not, it's never happened like this before. No one has ever had to carry the burden that he has to carry. And the legal stuff alone is awesome. And love him. I don't think he could be beat for the nomination. And I think the key thing here is he has to fight on two fronts. One is he has to obviously let his attorneys handle the legal stuff and go to court and fight as courageously as they can and as effectively as they can. At the same time, he's got a primary going, and I think to a certain extent, he's got to go out and have a talk about what he's accomplished, which has been lost for 2 years, and many accomplishments took place there. And the contrast between that and what Biden has done is awesome, and still stay on sync. Let me just say this about Donald Trump, though. He's like a lion. You think you have him cornered by a bunch of hyenas, he's going to tear them apart. The legal challenges are severe. There's no question about that. I think the first thing I would do if I was advising him, or basically his chief of staff, is tell all the lawyers to shut up. They're out there giving different views, and his own lawyers. And you know, you don't win that battle. You win that battle in court. You know, they all want to be on TV. They all want to be on the radio. They all want to tell their stories. And their stories are not what you do when you give your strategy away. Is the other side just comes back and counters it and pounds away. So my sense is shut the lawyers up, stay inside and fix what you can do, and go to court in a very difficult court environment. D.C. is not the best place for any Republican to be challenged.
Tell me if you like this stance, Ed. Cut 12. Donald Trump yesterday.
This is a persecution of a political opponent. This was never supposed to happen in America. This is the persecution of the person that's leading by very, very substantial numbers in the Republican primary and leading Biden by a lot. So if you can't beat him, you persecute him or you prosecute him. We can't let this happen in America.
And his stance is, I'm fighting for them, but they're really coming for you. And I'm more than happy to fight for you, but just understand that they are coming for you. So your thought of that stance, and whether he believes it or not, I think it's very effective.
I think it's very effective. First of all, he needs to go back to the root of all this. Nancy Pelosi made this happen. Nancy Pelosi, this would not have happened. The Justice Department hadn't done a single thing for the last couple of years until she put this scam hearing together. It was, you know, she stacked it with Democrats and basically forced it through. She forced through the two impeachments, and she forced through she hated Trump, and she did everything she could to basically make sure that Trump would not be an effective president. And I think to a certain extent, that's who he has to go after. He has to go hammer her and talk about those kinds of things. You're not going to win the campaign again by talking about it over and over and over again. There's been 60-plus cases that have gone to court. You're not done well in court. What you've got to do is talk in terms of the process that did him in was the Nancy Pelosi Democrat process. Joe Biden is a very weak president. I think if he becomes the nominee, he'll be a very effective candidate and could win again. That drives them all crazy. But you've got to basically have a strategy that works. And, again, you can't have 12 different lawyers every day going out and saying different things and basically getting all the media to jump on them and basically take apart their challenges before they even get to court. Court is where this challenge is. The campaign trail is where he's going to basically win the nomination.
Ed Rollins, our guest. Ed, no doubt about it. You set up a super PAC for Ron DeSantis, and you were quoted as about a week ago saying he's not a good candidate. The problem is the candidate. I was surprised to hear you say that, but you are an expert in that area. I was impressed with DeSantis. I look at his report card. I couldn't believe what an effective he is, how smart he is. I don't know if he's, you know, I think he could be a potentially good president, but you saw something that makes you feel differently now. Why?
I've seen hundreds of candidates over my lifetime, and it's sort of like guys who watch horses. You know, you can see a good horse when they can run, they can do certain things. DeSantis, I think, has not been able to tap into people. He jumped into this race and obviously wasn't quite ready for it. He's not a national politician. I think he's been a good governor. That doesn't mean that you automatically have to be president. I think there's several people in there that were good governors that are in this candidates. But to take on Trump is a whole different thing. And I just kept seeing him falter. He can't tap into the young people. And I think to a certain extent, when you can't go to the Hamptons, which you and I both know what the Hamptons is all about. If you can't do fundraisers in the Hamptons because people won't show up, it tells you the support of the big.
I didn't know that that has happened. People would show up in the Hamptons. I see them packed out. I went to a Nassau County event, and I saw almost everybody, every politician, show up at the Air Museum, Air and Space Museum. And then I saw them all meet him backstage, and he walked out, and there was probably 500 people there.
Well, 500 people to fill that auditorium, but he could not basically do his fundraising. He was very fast. He got out very quick, but he's not made any progress. His poll numbers have dropped dramatically. He's got good people around him. There's some good campaign types, but I think it's him. And I think the reality is you're going to see him diminish as time goes on, because now what happens is the other candidates are going to jump on him as opposed to jumping on Trump. So.
It's amazing. If anyone thinks they're just going to jump on Trump, and when Trump goes away, the Republicans get more of a fair deal, forget it. See the way they went after DeSantis? Now they're calling him a racist, sexist, book banner, now the pro-slavery. I mean, I can't believe some of the stuff they're pinning on him and the viciousness in which they're attacking him. And again, he's not winning. And in your case, Ed, you don't think he will. Here is DeSantis on a special report a couple of days ago.
Look, at the end of the day, you're looking at return on investment on everything. I set out the vision. If that vision is not realized, I make changes to be able to get us going forward. But I can tell you this, when you're on the ground in Iowa and New Hampshire, like we've been over the last 6 days, you know, those voters want to see you. And when we're able to go meet with them, talk about our success in Florida, talk about me being the only military veteran in the race, talk about our vision for America, we get folks to join the team. And so this is a long process. You got to be on the ground.
So that was his explaining why he had to let so many people go and maybe overspent and had to cut some expenses. Your thoughts on his explanation?
Well, my thoughts just on that is controlling the money in any campaign is very, very important. That's probably the most important thing you can do. He had more money than Trump, than anybody, and he basically overspent. And to let a third of your staff or 40% of your staff go 2 weeks before you start your Iowa trip does not show sound management. So my sense is that's one more telling thing. I don't want to sit here and trash him. I want to basically talk about the guy who I think is going to be the nominee is Trump.
What about Glenn Youngkin? He's thinking about getting in. He's thought about it. He head-to-head in Virginia. He does beat Joe Biden. We know that he's extremely talented, smart, and likable. Does Ed Rollins think he could? There might be a lane for him to get in?
I don't think there are any lanes for anybody. I think he's a good governor. I think he ran a great campaign. He's one of the new stars of our party. And I think this is all about the future. Right now, this is Donald Trump's race. You're not going to move these people away from Trump. And the more he's persecuted from their perspective, the more they're going to stick by him. The sad part of all that, though, is you can't talk about the issues that are important to the country. You're basically out there arguing every single day about legal things. And I think to a certain extent, people don't know about the future, not the past. And if the Trump strategy is basically just to redo the last election, he'll still win the nomination, but it makes it harder to win the general. So he's got to basically every day, and it's very complicated because of all the legal stuff, it's very complicated to do this on three or four fronts on the legal side and then still run a meaningful campaign to win. But I think to a certain extent, the base of this party admires what he's done, and they're going to stick with him.
Ed Rollins, our guest. Ed, you know Joe Biden for a while, right?
Yep.
So Ed Rollins, we're finding out now more. Almost everything suspected about his business dealings and logic would lead you to, obviously, he's playing a role with Hunter Biden's business. Now we have business partners coming out, backing up what Bob Alinsky said, that this guy's playing a major role with these different countries and possibly affecting policy. What's going to be the effect on the campaign? How do you feel as an American with these revelations now emerging and knowing that in the debates and in these conferences and the few interviews he gives, he looked right at you and lied about not knowing anything about Hunter Biden's business dealings, not playing a role, saying it has nothing to do with what he did in Ukraine? How do you feel about all this, and what does it mean for the election?
Well, it appalls me, but I've watched it for 40 years. For 40 years, when he's been the senator from Delaware, before he became the vice president, his brother was one of the biggest lobbyists. This is a small state, basically a state that has a lot of capital, and a lot of banks. And he's always, at least the way he's done it is sort of the way Mayor Daley used to do in Chicago. Mayor Daley didn't take money, but everybody around him got the money and got the rewards. And my sense is it's the same way with Biden.
Is it going to play a role?
To a certain extent. Big pardon?
Is it going to play a role in this election?
It should play a role. It, I'm not confident that the Justice Department is going to do anything about him. They may get his kid, because his kid certainly has been a rogue character and deserves to be imprisoned or certainly charged seriously. But getting the president is harder than it is anything else.
Understood. We'll see what happens. But if more and more, even like the Washington Post coming forward, giving him four Pinocchios, to saying what he said about China, son making money there, knowing about the business deals, knowing that he's been in 20 meetings on speakerphone or in person, I've never seen anyone blatantly lie like that. Usually, in politics, there's a gray area. You know what my son does, impossible to keep up. Some of these deals are complicated. I never thought I'd be back in public life. I went to private life. There would have been somewhere to go to bat for him. But he just looked down the barrels of the camera and said, not true, not true, not true. He's lying. And all of it's becoming true, true, true. So that's not even being a good politician.
Well, the reality is he deserves to have his life and his public life and his private life exposed. It's hard to do that because mainstream media obviously loves him. And the Democratic Party loves him because he's the incumbent. They don't love him because he's a competent president. And I think the real question is can he function as a real serious president? He's obviously slipping by the day. He falls asleep in meetings. He does all kinds of stuff. And he's 80 years old. And some 80-year-old people can function effectively. Some can't. In my sense, on his particular case, day by day, he's kind of going by rote, and his staff is running the White House. So,
a little scary.
I think the reality is it's a dead even race today. And what intrigues everybody is how can Trump, with all of his problems, can stay even with him, and he is even with him, and ahead in some polls. So,
if I gave you any candidate to give a run at Trump, who would you pick that's in the field right now?
Well, it wouldn't be Biden. I mean, you mean a Democrat?
No, Republican. In the Republican field, if I could say pick a candidate and run him at Trump, who would you pick and what would you do?
I don't see anybody at this point in time that can beat him. He's got this lock on the base. We've got some good candidates in there, but they're not going to go anywhere. They're not going to raise any money. Mike Pence is now done and finished. He'll never go anywhere that he won't be booed off the stage. And I think to a certain extent, Christie's tried it before. Christie's going to get all the attention because he's going to attack Trump. But the reality is he's not going to gain any vote support. So I don't see anybody in this field that can do it.
Ed Rollins, firmly believer in Donald Trump. But can he win the general is a bigger question. Ed, can't wait to have you back. Have a great weekend.
Anytime. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Back in a moment.
Politics, current events, and news that affects you. Brian's got a lot more to say. Stay with Brian Kilmeade.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
If you are 65 or older, you know this. Watching your hard-earned dollars fly out the window on health care costs is so frustrating. But here's some great news. If you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing, a program out there can really help you with your medical bills, and it's worth taking a minute to look into. MediShare 65 Plus. It's not insurance. Members actually say it's better. It's a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith and where people encourage and pray for you. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. You choose any Medicare provider, and you get telehealth access anytime you need it. And this is great too. Unlike health insurance, you can lock in one low monthly price for up to 10 years. So don't get stuck with increasing costs. Call MediShare 65 Plus and find out how much you can save. Call 888-SHARE-89. That's 888-SHARE-89. 888-SHARE-89.
If you're 19 or older with certain underlying medical conditions such as asthma or diabetes, you can get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're 65 or older, it is also recommended you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. No matter the season, talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. A message from the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
Furnished by the American Lung Association.
The biannual blowout is just a week away, and we've got a lot of work to do.
Keenan's Rug Emporium is rolling out a Labor Day bonanza.
We have that flat week shipment coming in.
He needs 10 new sales associates as the crowds loom large.
Can someone run a stock check on all the Moroccan 8x10s?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do.
We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blanton.
Former President Donald Trump is still by far the leader in the race for the Republican presidential nomination. Our latest Fox News survey shows he's ahead of his closest competitor, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, by more than 30 points. That's double the lead he had back in February when we first started asking primary vote preference. Another example of Trump's strength is only 13% of GOP primary voters say they'd never vote for him. That's an improvement from 18% the last time we asked the question 8 years ago. Of course, things can change. In the early days of the 2016 primaries, a whopping 59% said they'd never support Trump. Currently, 14% say no way to voting for DeSantis. At the other end, former Vice President Mike Pence has the undesirable lead on this measure. One-third, 35%, say they'd never vote for him. Double your lead. Check out foxnews.com/poll. I'm Dana Blanton. That's your Poll Parade.
I'm Ashley DeBorgen with a Fox Celebrity Profile with country singer Brett Young, who has his fourth studio album, Across the Sheets, out August 4th. He says he stretched himself as a songwriter for this one.
It's been interesting writing songs now, not just after having kids, but especially since my first single after we had our first daughter was a song about my first daughter called Lady. And then realizing as a songwriter, I was tempted to just write songs about her and then our next daughter, Rowan. I just like realized that I couldn't do it that way. I couldn't just, it would be a lullabies record at that point. You know, I needed to write something for everybody. You know, I got kind of came up on sad songs, and I knew that those fans were still going to want those songs as well. And so the process of writing this record was trying to make sure that there was a little bit of something for everybody. And I wrote with some writers I had never written before, which I think gives it sonically, some of the songs have a little different vibe to them than anything I've done before.
Ashley DeBorgen, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
After a Soviet arms buildup in Cuba, President John Kennedy addressed the American people with the world on the brink.
This sudden, clandestine decision to station strategic weapons for the first time outside of Soviet soil is a deliberately provocative and unjustified change in the status quo, which cannot be accepted by this country if our courage and our commitments are ever to be trusted again by either friend or foe. The 1930s taught us a clear lesson. Aggressive conduct, if allowed to go unchecked and unchallenged, ultimately leads to war. This nation is opposed to war. We are also true to our word. Our unswerving objective, therefore, must be to prevent the use of these missiles against this or any other country, and to secure their withdrawal or elimination from the Western Hemisphere.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. Information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
But when are you having Trump on?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Maybe. Looks like you got something.
Maybe.
Okay, good. That's good. I think that's...
At a certain point in time, it's just like, it would be interesting to hear his perspective on a lot of things. I would like to know, what is it like when you actually get into office? I would like to know things like, what is it like versus perception?
Yeah.
What is it actually like when you get in that building? Like, what are you greeted with? When do you know that people are with you?
Yeah, I mean, that's typical Joe Rogan, ask every man questions, and it would be great to get away from. 2020, what happened? What happened to the voting machines? What? It would be just great. And you know, we hope to have Trump on here soon, too. And I would love for these judges to say, listen, don't talk about 2020. You can get yourself in trouble. It would be the best thing possible for his quest to be president. Because no one really questions his ideas, his toughness on the world stage. There's no doubt about it. People are a little unnerved by what he does. Some people here are unnerved, like General Kelly and others. I understand that. But for the most part, I love for people to start fearing us again. Because right now they're mocking us. And we're the strongest guy on the block. And we acting like we're not. And from buzzing off planes in Syria to what's happening in China, it's just got to stop. And he's not a big warmonger either. But look, the water's starting to break on Joe Rogan. That would be a big deal.
what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
What's being hidden from us? About the COVID-19 scenario, about covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world, about the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse. If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
What does great pizza and ice cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Wings of Summer Butterfly House is open now at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil enclosed garden, perfect for all ages and nature enthusiasts. Come find your favorite butterfly species using our ID cards as you make your way through this peaceful exhibit filled with fluttering winged friends. Presented by Weichart Realtors, Domke and Associates. Open now through August 13th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
to your ears.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
They're also saying that he was just exercising his First Amendment right here. Do you think that's a valid argument in your view?
No, I really don't think that's a valid argument because, you know, as the indictment says, you know, they're not attacking his First Amendment right. He can say whatever he wants. He can even lie. He can even tell people that the election was stolen when he knew better. But that does not protect you from entering into a conspiracy. All conspiracies involve speech, and all fraud involves speech. So, free speech doesn't give you the right to engage in a fraudulent conspiracy.
Well, is it illegal? Is it criminal? And I saw the Wall Street Journal story today, and I thought the terms were kind of interesting. You know, it's condemnable, absolutely, but is it criminal? You know, is it outrageous behavior, the speech on January 6th, and go to the Capitol peacefully, whatever you want to say, and the way the president acted after? Is it criminal? And that's the bigger question. Brett Tolman now, former federal prosecutor, former counsel to Senate Judiciary Committee, and former U.S. attorney for Utah, joins us now. Hey, Brett, this third indictment is anything but a knockout for the president, but each of them are going to be challenging. They're going to be expensive. But you heard what Bill Barr said. Do you want to comment directly to that?
Yeah, I do. Brian, thanks for having me on. I will say I think Bill Barr is dead wrong on this. And I think his his disdain for President Trump is really clouding, you know, thoughtful analysis of what this indictment is. And he's so close to a tree that he doesn't see the harmful forest that is growing out of the efforts of someone like Jack Smith. When you have a prosecutor that's creative, you have a dangerous situation on your hand. I heard his comments about free speech and that every fraud and every conspiracy involves a speech. Well, the difference is you don't have criminal intent. You don't have anything in that indictment that points to the requisite criminal intent. And you don't have statutes that are being used that criminalize what occurred. And that alone, I don't care if you hate Donald Trump or if you love him, that should be a really big red flag on this latest indictment.
So, Brett, why bring it? I mean, you have to come to politics on this. And Jack Smith, yeah, who's got a terrible record. You know about Menendez's case. He didn't get his conviction. The hung jury with John Edwards, he didn't get it there. Reversal on the governor of Virginia at the Supreme Court level overcharging. And I go back to my original point is, like, he'd be the last person I'd ask to come back from The Hague to take this case because he's got a history of overcharging. I don't care how many triathlons he runs.
Yeah, he took two and a half years of an investigation. They timed the indictment. You know, they're stacking these indictments. And one thing we never did in the Department of Justice is if you had a target and you would pursue your best, most serious criminal indictment against that target, and you would see what happens on that case before you brought other potential cases. And here we're seeing multiple charges being brought after he's announced that he's running for election. I don't think they would have brought any of these had he indicated he's no longer going to run for election. And that fact alone is really, really exposing the Department of Justice for its two-tiered system that it is right now.
Brett Tolman, our guest. So, Brett, some of the attacks against him, I watch other channels. I go out of my way to get different perspectives. I have no interest in doing what they do. And when you bring up something about a laptop or an investigation or a Corvette documents by a Corvette, they don't know what you're talking about because they have no idea that there's some other point of view out there and there are other facts that need to be addressed. Mike Pence, for example, said this on the story, and people are saying this could be detrimental. Cut 13.
Let's be clear on this point. It wasn't just that they asked for a pause. The president specifically asked me, and his gaggle of crackpot lawyers asked me to literally reject votes, which would have resulted in the issue being turned over to the House of Representatives, and literally chaos would have ensued.
Is that going to hurt him?
Well, it's... Look, it's not criminal to ask somebody if you believe, you know, look at what lawyers do every day in this country. They can actually disobey the law if they believe that the law is unconstitutional or illegal, and then they can go, and the civil courts are well equipped to sort it out. Pence didn't end up doing what he says the lawyers were asking him to do. The lawyers can do that and ask without it being criminal. The Supreme Court, if he had done it, then the Supreme Court is well suited to address it and to fix it. But what we're doing is we're taking legal advice that's typically advice of counsel is a defense to a client. We're taking that conduct. We're throwing lawyers and a client into a conspiracy, and we're charging it criminal. Legally and factually, this is not a criminal case. But is it going to hurt Donald Trump? Yes, I think he'll be convicted. I think he'll be running for president from a jail cell. He'll get convicted.
Well, what case?
I think you have a D.C. jury, a judge that's not gonna seriously entertain a motion to dismiss based on factual and legal deficiencies in this indictment.
Can you motion to get rid of that judge?
You can, but she gets to decide if she recuses herself.
Ugh.
And so she won't. They'll go forward. They'll push this trial. It's a 95% conviction rate with juries in the federal system. D.C. absolutely disdains Donald Trump. He'll be convicted. He'll be sentenced to a long prison sentence, very long prison sentence. She will not entertain him being out while he appeals. So he will have to go to prison. He'll then appeal. He'll lose at the D.C. Circuit, and then he'll appeal to the Supreme Court. If he set the record, you know, if he's put the record very well together during the lower court and the appellate court, then the Supreme Court might be that opportunity to avoid the conviction, to send it back to the district court. But I mean, that's what I think is going to happen. It would take something really remarkable for that to not happen.
So, Brett, if he gets convicted in D.C., what would he said immediately? I'm going to appeal this case, and he appeals it. They would put him in jail while the appeal is pending.
That's right. She will. She has under the statute, if the conviction occurs, as soon as that conviction occurs, she can take him forthwith. She can take him right then, have the marshals take him from the courtroom to prison.
Will they?
I do. I do think they will. Yep.
Even though he's running for president, and they would just, I'm a little stunned by that. I just thought an appeal would happen.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's not how it happens in the federal system. They have the ability to take him right then. They will. This judge is notoriously upset at the January 6th having happened. She sentences very, very tough sentencer. The exposure that the president have is enormous on this. I think he'll be convicted. It's very different, and why they brought it is because they want that dynamic. They do not like the situation in Mar-a-Lago. They don't like the judge. They don't like the possibility of a Florida jury. And so this is their, you know, their belt and suspenders approach in order to ensure a conviction. They want him incarcerated. They want him incarcerated for a long time. That's the objective of the left, and they're driving very, very hard at getting it done.
Brett Tolman, our guest. Brett, the other thing would be the schedule. So at what point, where do you fit this trial in? You got March 20th, Alvin Bragg. You have a May date, which sends people to Mar-a-Lago. We know about the civil case stuff, and we probably Georgia will come up at some point and do their whole thing. So where do you fit this in? And do you think the president's team has an effective case in saying that we're not going to make time to study all these charges?
Yeah, it's gonna. This is a tough one to assess when it's going to happen, because you have a 70-day trial. Speedy Trial Act. They have to try the case within 70 days unless there's sufficient reasons to, and the defense has to agree. sufficient reasons to extend that 70 days. And typically, in a case as complex as this, meaning they've alleged a conspiracy that involves multiple states, multiple co-conspirators, this would take years to try. But what you see is Jack Smith's going to push this judge, and this judge is going to push to get the conviction done no matter what prior to, 2024 election.
And it really is one woman's decision.
Yeah.
And one woman's decision to recuse herself or not. That won't go to an arbitrator and say, hey, listen, yeah, she is compromised. She did work at the same law firm as Hunter Biden. She has cracked down and really rejected almost everything, reversed so many decisions when President Trump was President Trump. And now after the punisher of January 6th, having all those things, that wouldn't be enough, and it's only her vote anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, I want to talk about – go ahead.
Yeah, just add that she should recuse herself. I mean, our justice system, judges, I think typically there's two reasons to recuse yourself. There's an outright conflict. You represented the defendant, or you took part in whatever the underlying actions are, or you have a family member. That's a direct conflict. The other is the implied conflict, the perception conflict. And this one absolutely rings the bell on the perception conflict, that you can't believe you're going to get a fair trial, and the community can't believe it's going to be a fair trial when you have the dynamic you do in this case and all the connections that she has to the political adversary of the defendant she's going to oversee the case of.
So just real quick on Hunter, Devin Archer comes out and he's going to be going to jail himself from some despicable financial acts. And he said, yeah, I was business partners with Hunter, and no doubt about it, Joe's influence in the Biden brand was able to get us this business that got us sitting down with the mayor of Moscow in a Cafe Milano 2014 meeting and others, and had key meetings with different officials, with Chinese officials, Kazakhstan and Ukraine, Burisma board, and all these things. So now that Joe Biden's role in this can no longer be dismissed, what changes?
Well, you heard the media on the left scrambling to try to explain this away, and even going so far as to saying, look, they weren't peddling anything illegal. They were just peddling the illusion of access to Joe Biden. Well, when he got on that phone call, the illusion is no longer there. It's actually real. That's an overt act, a conspiracy to peddle access and influence is made at that point, involving Joe, his brother, Hunter, all of them. I mean, talk about a real conspiracy that falls within the heartland of statutes that would criminalize this. I mean, this is it. I mean, these are prosecuted. This is bread and butter fraud prosecution and corruption prosecution that happens every day across this country. It's easy. It's an easy case. And so we're just left to watch this and see insiders revealing the conspiracy and DOJ doing nothing about it. And so what changes? I don't think anything changes until you have different leadership in the Department of Justice.
Here's John Solomon on new news and links to China. Cut 9.
American Energy going over to help the communist country. And they realize that the Biden family name is the deal that closes this. In fact, they use the Biden influence. They even use the word influence several times. Democrats have said this isn't an influence peddling scheme. Well, just read these text messages. The be influence, one of the text messages say, will make sure that the Chinese close the deal, make the payment, deliver the money. That's what these text messages say. Over the course of 2 years, Hunter Biden gets a great deal. There's millions flowing to him and his family. There's a three-carat diamond that he gets as a gift from the chairman of this company. And you see what's going on. Hunter Biden is using the Biden family name to help the communist Chinese energy company try to get energy resources on our soil, our know-how, or on Western soil in Europe, and send it over to the Chinese.
And that's text messages he was able to discover. We know he also had a Porsche from officials in Kazakhstan. We don't know where all the money was. Probably blew it on drugs and hookers. But your thoughts on this, and knowing that I could talk to you in 4 days next week, and I know Comer's going to have more stuff.
Yeah. So there's a book called Master of the Senate, terrific book on Lyndon Johnson, and it describes an incident in which an individual brings $50,000 in cash and leaves it in the restroom, and then Lyndon D. Johnson, an aide for Lyndon Johnson, goes and picks it up and ultimately delivers it to Lyndon B. Johnson. Everybody that reads that looks at that and says, oh, that's just, you know, that's just blatant corruption and illegal and bribery and whatever you want to describe it and condemn it. Well, here, we're not talking $50,000 in cash. You're talking about Hunter Biden and his team claiming that they are a lobbyist-type entity and firm, and they're indicating that they want so many millions of dollars. Well, the real difference between a legitimate lobbyist who Hunter could be, he could be paid, you know, $1 million, and he goes and he lobbies members of Congress. But the two things that stand out is you would never lobby your father because that would be illegal. You would also never facilitate the money you get paid as a lobbyist to actually go to your father, the individual that you call the big guy, the Brad.
Yeah,
that's the danger.
I have to leave it there. It's maddening, and let's see if it really develops. Because even the Washington Post is beginning to pay attention. Brett Tolman, thanks so much. Back in a moment.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Paid for by government.com. Have you heard? Morgan's silver dollars are back for 2023. For the 100th anniversary, the U.S. Mint released the first legal tender Morgan's in 100 years. They sold out instantly. Now, Morgan's silver dollars are back in 2023, minted in 99.9% pure silver, but only 275,000 coins were minted, and they will go fast. The entire market and experts agree this is a big deal and an amazing opportunity for both coin and silver buyers. Just call 1-800-509-6468, and you are guaranteed a 2023 brand new uncirculated 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. But with limited quantities, you must call now. To learn more, call 1-800-509-6468. Plus, you'll receive a free bonus Patriots pack, new and improved, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-509-6468 now to secure your new 2023 Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-509-6468.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
If you are 65 or older, you know this. Watching your hard-earned dollars fly out the window on health care costs is so frustrating. But here's some great news. If you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing, a program out there can really help you with your medical bills, and it's worth taking a minute to look into. MediShare 65 Plus. It's not insurance. Members actually say it's better. It's a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith and where people encourage and pray for you. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. You choose any Medicare provider, and you get telehealth access anytime you need it. And this is great too. Unlike health insurance, you can lock in one low monthly price for up to 10 years. So don't get stuck with increasing costs. Call MediShare 65 Plus and find out how much you can save. Call 888-SHARE-89. That's 888-SHARE-89. 888-SHARE-89.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, Fox News Rewind Financial Crisis 08.
This is an extraordinary period for America's economy.
A look back at the biggest financial crisis since the Great Depression.
The market is not functioning properly.
And the events leading up to it from the people who were there.
You started to see the Dow plunge in synchronicity with the vote on the House floor.
Subscribe now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Never, ever 100% trust Wall Street.
New from the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and co-anchor of America's Newsroom. Join me for season 3 of my limited time podcast, Everything Will Be Okay. I'll chat with guests who have had major career or life pivots and people who have persevered and are leaving a trail of inspiration for all of us to follow. Of course, we'll have some laughs along the way. Make sure you subscribe to this series wherever you download podcasts. I'm Dana Perino, and everything will be okay.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Talk show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, we're back. Got a couple of minutes here. Don't forget to watch One Nation this weekend. One of the themes I've been really grabbing onto is we were able to go back, Eric and Pete Nowson, would go back to the debates. And how many times Joe Biden has looked in the camera and just flat out lied. So people just say, you know, he's an older guy. He's been around forever. I don't really know a lot about him. But, you know, Donald Trump's a little crazy. So I'm going to vote for this guy. Everything that Donald Trump's saying doesn't make any sense. The laptop, the 51 intel agents, all of this doesn't make sense. So in states like Georgia and Arizona and Wisconsin and possibly even Michigan, they flipped. And Pennsylvania, they flipped by a few thousand votes, not many votes. And then you wonder how people would feel if the guy across was involved in international business deals but was never a businessman but traded on his national power. Given to him by the small cadre of supporters in Delaware. He held onto the same job since he was 27 years old. So he knows all the levers of power. He has his sons, his family, drug-addled son going out there cutting these complex deals. And he comes in as the closer and the influencer to get things done in exchange. If you had known that, tell me that wouldn't have affected the election. So that's what I'm going to build on. Matt Taibbi is going to be my lead guest on that. And he's Saturday at 8 o'clock. But I'm going to build on it here, too. Because much more in the show. It's been a very intense week. So glad you're here.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
If you are 65 or older, you know this. Watching your hard-earned dollars fly out the window on health care costs is so frustrating. But here's some great news. If you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing, a program out there can really help you with your medical bills, and it's worth taking a minute to look into. MediShare 65 Plus, it's not insurance. Members actually say it's better. It's a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith and where people encourage and pray for you. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. You choose any Medicare provider, and you get telehealth access anytime you need it. And this is great, too. Unlike health insurance, you can lock in one low monthly price for up to 10 years. So don't get stuck with increasing costs. Call MediShare 65 Plus and find out how much you can save. Call 888-SHARE-89. That's 888-SHARE-89. 888-SHARE-89.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.